It's Monday, July 22nd, 2024. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show, The Forbidden Broadcast.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
We are 105 days, 12 hours, 59 minutes, 37 seconds, the most important election in world history. I told you 2 weeks ago that Biden would resign on the 20th or 21st. A lot of data went into that. We hit the target again. I told you they would try to assassinate Trump every day in the last year at one of his rallies. It happened. And now I'm going to tell you what I believe is coming next. But if people listen, which they are at record numbers, we're back to 2016, 2017, 30 million a day conservatively listening to the show. If folks listen and people take action, we can stop the New World Order dead in its tracks. The point of these predictions is to get ahead of them and stop them. All right. Massive research I've done for this broadcast. And just every one of these stacks is incredibly important. Let me just do this. Obviously, we've got Kamala. Will she be the one replacing Biden? Will they reshuffle it, try to put in Hillary or Newsom or Whitmer at the rigged, dictatorial, anti-democratic DNC in Chicago? Also, even Fox News is saying, is Biden even alive? Hasn't been seen in 4+ days. That's a whole controversy there. They're also attacking Trump, saying he made donations to Harris. He's been public about that. We have the articles. He gave to all the major Republican Democrats, as anybody would do that owns real estate around the country. If you don't, they shut you down. We've got that. We've got the big news. And I've talked to a consortium of top snipers. And we've got several of them coming on here today. Dallas Alexander with the longest shot in world history, 2.2 miles, with the Canadian Delta Force. He'll be joining us. Robert J. O'Neill. Don't need to tell you who that guy is. One of the most famous, if not most famous, Navy SEALs. He's coming on. And they say, bare minimum, deliberate negligence to get him killed, and they stood down, which is the same thing as murder one, because you knew it was happening, or they deliberately did it as an inside job. And I talked to Dallas and O'Neill yesterday on the phone. Dallas just says it's an inside job, and O'Neill leans that way. These are the premier experts on this in the world. So they're coming up today. And, of course, the smoking gun, people are like, well, Trump probably told the Secret Service he doesn't care if there's a threat. No, Trump's on record. We have the video coming up saying, if I'd have been told there was a potential shooter with a rangefinder running around, I'd have delayed my speech. They put that guy on the roof right when Trump went up. It was all coordinated. My God. When you walk up to a brand-new automobile and hear it start, you get it and drive it, you think it just created itself in the sands of the Sahara by the sand blowing around in circles? You know, engineers built that. That was made in a factory. You see a kid walking down the street. That grew in some mother's belly. If you walk down the street and see somebody with their head cut off, it looks like a sword wound. You go, somebody cut that person's head off. You got the evil Secret Service puppet of Mayorkas up there testifying. We've got clips of that. Totally ridiculous. Absolute crap. Total arrogance as usual. Then we've got all the military news, the economic news, the poison shot news. They're officially rolling out bird flu and COVID hysteria, trying to mail-in ballots again. Told you that was coming. You set your watch by this stuff. So we've got all of that. I've got all the inside baseball on Trump, and the people that I talk to at the highest levels don't mind if we say it because they want the enemy to know security's there. They're not going to specifically give us the details of it. But Eric Prince and his guys are being hired, all the former Delta Force people. They've already been brought in as of last Thursday. And so now Trump has security up the you-know-what. Except the real chicken in the armor is poison, blow up his airplane, drone attacks, truck bomb attacks. We'll be talking about all of that on the other side. This is the show they want to keep from you, because if the people tune in, it's game over with the New World Order, because we got their number.
want to tell you about InfoWars MD. Discover the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulas cater to diverse needs. We have ageless vitality collagen, superfood greens, mushroom max, turmeric 95, better mood plus, libido RX, CBD, full spectrum 10 and 25 milligram gummies, as well as so much more. The premium InfoWars Life line. It's InfoWars MD, and it's available now at 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. I suggest the collagen, and just search it yourself. I'm not going to make any medical claims here, but search the importance of collagen in the aging process and see why taking collagen as a supplement can be perhaps the most powerful thing you do to reverse the signs of aging.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome to the Monday, July 22nd, 2024 edition of the Alex Jones Show. Well, the deep state fought hard to get off the air, but because of your support and prayer, we're still holding on, though just barely. People are really going to freak out in the next few months if we get shut down after all the desperate attempts, because now it's just people believe we'll always be here. But I got to tell you, take every show as precious, take every clip as precious, take every archive as precious, because we've been doing important work together with our listeners and supporters and guests and researchers and crew and reporters. Okay. There is a total consensus formed, and it's happening in Congress. It's happening with security experts. It's happening with all the top snipers. We got a couple of them on today, that this was a total inside job and that the Secret Service stood down and they did not follow the default when there is a reported suspicious person running around with rangefinders and all this to delay his speech. And Trump has come out and said he would have delayed if he'd been told. Law enforcement notified Secret Service about shooter before assassination attempt, so why wasn't Trump immediately evacuated? And Trump has responded to that. We're going to hit that first. Then we have the man who's credited with the longest shot in history and in the Canadian Delta Force, Dallas Alexander, joining us coming up at the bottom of the hour. And then Robert J. O'Neill, the most famous Navy SEAL. Don't need to introduce him. Talked to him as well, and he said this has got inside job written all over it. He doesn't want to believe that, but that's what the evidence is. So that's just some of the people that will come on the air. I've talked to him now. Let's not exaggerate. 25 or more retired top operators, and I've talked to a bunch of other current people, and I've also talked to Jack Posobiec, who has spectacular sources, and they have told him the exact same thing. But also said, Alex, you're looking at the most important point. The encrypted phones, the offshore accounts, the drone being flown over, and the explosives found in his car and in his house. We're talking about crooks, the decoy, the Lee Harvey Oswald, the Tim McVeigh patsy. And they are professional explosives. So that right there, ladies and gentlemen, tells you a lot. And the deep state's going to make another run at Trump. I should have covered this yesterday because I confirmed this on Saturday. But I have talked to high-level people who were directly in the meetings with Trump, with Eric, with Don Jr., and with Trump's campaign manager. And as of Wednesday and Thursday, Trump understands that it's the deep state. That's openly known. But obviously he's not going to say that at this point. I think he should, but he's decided not to. And that they are bringing in outside security at the direction of Eric Prince. And Trump did that in 2016. He's doing it again, and that is the right move. That's the only move. that they're getting all the JSOC, Delta Force people. But Biden, obviously, he's gone now, but people controlling Biden won't give that to Trump, so Trump's paying for it from former Delta Force, Army Special Operations. But there really is no such thing as former. So that's what's going on. And that's good news that Trump knows the score and is not naive. Of course, who would expect him to be naive? And I have told Trump through his people that he needs to take this very seriously, which he is, and that he's already won, so don't take any unnecessary actions that put yourself in harm's way. The consensus is poison will be their next move. And I said this last week. I said they'll probably debilitate Biden because he's refusing to step down and drug him up so much. So he's already controlled by these doctors that he just disappears for a while. I said they might even kill him, claim he died in his sleep. That's a huge new controversy. Fox News is saying, is he dead? I'm not saying that. Proof of life, please. Fox host asks if Biden is even still alive. Fox News host asks, is Biden even still alive? So, and his resignation letter from the campaign, he's trying to stay in as president. I think they made 25th Amendment him just to get full power now, people that control him. It's not on the presidential letterhead, and the signatures are not even close. Doesn't look good. He's not been seen in 4.5 days. So there is a lot going on as the deep state fights with itself over control of their system, and then they go to battle with us, the American people, through the electoral system, trying to get our man in to turn America around. So they've got multiple fights with each other internally over power, and then they've got fights with us once they decide who they're going to try to put in. But all this talk about Trump being a dictator and Trump being anti-democratic, and he followed the entire process constitutionally and won despite all their attacks and all their lawfare and all their indictments and fake convictions. And they're like, oh, we'll just have some type of event in Chicago in a few weeks, and we'll just choose who it's going to be. Though they're saying it's Kamala, and the Clintons and others have saluted her. Obama hasn't. And so that tells you that the fighting's still going on. And Hillary wouldn't have all these hundreds. I couldn't even keep track of them Friday, Saturday, Sunday. About she had the popular vote, and she's the smartest, and she deserves it. So don't think they won't try to push Kamala out and put her in, or have Kamala, who's dumber than a box of rocks. She's basically a fleshlight. Put Hillary on as her VP, and boy, if she does that, she's going to get JFK'd very, very fast. So the mindless hyena is being positioned because she's the type of puppet they like, but some of the donor class don't want that. So this is a spectacular Democrat deep state civil war, and amongst themselves, they're hoping for a civil war with the American people and a race war. They sure worked on it hard. But that hasn't materialized, as God says many times in the Bible. Your enemy will dig a pit for you, but they will fall into it. And that's where we are. I forget the exact quote. Guys, type in the Bible verse. Your enemy will dig a pit for you, and they will fall into it. I forget the exact verbiage. It's more eloquent than what I just butchered it as. But at the end of the day, Friedrich Nietzsche is right. That which does not kill you only makes you stronger. We're getting stronger as populist Americans of every race, color, and creed. We're getting more informed. We're getting more dialed in. People are really not being naive anymore and facing the facts. I mean, I can't tell you. This is about me personally, but I'm a gauge, like a sensor. Those that diggeth a pit shall fall therein, and he that rolleth a stone, it will remain upon him. So they set booby traps for themselves and blow themselves up most of the time. But I'm getting nothing but good feedback from the top of the Trump organization, nothing but good feedback from the Republican establishment, nothing but good feedback from the grassroots and all the major commentators. And it's actually crazy now when I talk to these people, because I'm not looking for that. I don't want to wear tuxedos and hang out at balls and be part of their system. I just want to, you know, live my life and fight tyranny. But these people, when I talk to them, say, yes, sir. Yes, sir. What do you think, sir? Not being called sir. And I've had Trump say, oh, you're amazing. You're a real man. We really appreciate you. He does that to, you know, a lot of folks. And it's kind of like, okay, well, thank you. I'm going to warn you about the deep state inside your administration. He's like, well, you know, none of that now. It's like, okay, what do you think? Well, thank you, sir. Well, we're going to look into that immediately. Okay, well, you know, 70-year-old men are saying, what do we do, sir? Yes, sir. You're like, okay. And, you know, special operations commanders, current, former, yes, sir. What do we do, sir? It's not about that, but it's about people recognizing this broadcast has got its finger on the pulse because of God, not because of me, because of the guest and the crew and being immersed in this. This is what I do. This is all I do. They've got to do all these other things. I get it. This is what I do. So when I give you my take on things, it's our best case scenario, worst case scenario analysis, and getting inside the enemy's mind and seeing what the pre-programming is and understanding it. It doesn't mean I'm always right, because they've gone from saying Alex Jones was right to Alex Jones is always right. I am not always right, because that itself is a false statement. I'm trying to say what is the probability and what I think the enemy's next move is. They may change their mind when we put pressure on them or other things happen, but I'm trying to say, statistically, knowing how they operate and looking at their pre-programming, what do we think their next move will be? That does not mean it's guaranteed. It does not mean that I am Paul Atreides in Dune, who's psychic. We all have the touch. We all have the discernment. God gives us, you know, ideas, but we can change the future. So it isn't like when I say Hillary will be the nominee or Hillary will try to be the nominee. She's trying. We're seeing that's going on. Or when I say, you know, the way this is going, I think he's jockeying behind the scenes for deals for his family. I think he'll announce within 2 weeks he's gone. And if his family comes out and defends him and defends the stepping down, that means they've been paid off. And I was just looking at the timeline and guessing it'd be a weekend. So I pulled a calendar up and I said, okay, 2 weeks is the 20th, 21st. He'll step down then. He did. People are like, how the hell do you know that? It's immersion. That's how. It's constantly researching all this. So let me give you an immersion statement that is really not even hard to know. I mean, this is not. If the deep state's so desperate and Trump's really 30 points ahead in national polls, 20 points ahead in battleground states, their skewed polls 10 points ahead, 15 points ahead. If they were willing to kill him before, and now he's even more popular, they wanted to kill him because he was popular. Well, they want to kill him now that he's 10 times more popular around the world. A lot of folks are still bullied, don't want to admit it. Trump has reached rock star status that we've not seen in hundreds of years. No, they're going to kill him. They're going to try to kill him. I don't want to speak it into existence. I'm saying they, on their current trajectory, their current plan, it is a no-brainer. Somebody with an 80 IQ should know that. Then we got to ask, when we have bigger IQs, when will they do it? How will they do it? And there's a lot of different angles to that. And they're so desperate, the answer is any way they can. Any way you want it, that's the way you need it, any way you want it. But well, this is any way they can get it. Any way you can get it, any way you can get it done. That's where we are. So there's this celebration going on. Everybody thinks we're winning. Everybody thinks we're invincible. And then the establishment CIA mouthpiece, Atlantic Monthly, comes out last night and gets put on the top of Drudge that, oh, the Republicans think they've won and they're so arrogant and they've taken the hill. But as von Kleiwitz said, that's when you're in the greatest danger. And that's what I've been saying for 9 days since they tried this. Here's the headline. The Trump campaign has peaked too soon. The real headline should be, we're going to make another run at Trump. But any football team can tell you, you might be 20-something points ahead to zero when you go to halftime. and you come out after halftime and you think you've won and the other team kicks your ass and beats you by 14 points. And I can tell you, behind the scenes, Trump does not have that attitude. There's got to be a balance, though. He's going to rampage around, more campaigning than ever, because he knows that. But then you've also got to balance it that they can kill you when you're doing that, so there's got to be some balance. But the enemy is licking their lips and saying, don't worry. Just like Victoria Nuland said a month and a half ago, she said, don't worry, Trump will never be president. We've got a nasty surprise for him. Oh, nasty surprise. A nasty surprise for Trump. All right, so I could easily sit here and do the whole show airing you clips of the idiot puppet Secret Service boss Cheadle. We got some of that, but that's red meat. Okay, great. We're trying to go past just that and actually affect the future and stop the tyrants, not just have an entertaining show. So I'll play some clips of it because they're important. But debating why they were incompetent, no, you begin with deliberate incompetence and not giving him one-tenth of the protection he needed, and that's where it starts. You don't debate whether it was incompetence. It's gross, deliberate incompetence. Gross negligence, criminal negligence, and then you start from there and it just goes to inside job, shut up, then protecting the shooter, the whole nine yards. Facts. And I have said for 9 days, and I'll say it again, the CIA Atlantic Monthly article says, hopefully people just forget about the shooting and it goes away. They've got such short memories. This is the establishment talking to itself. Like you're... have lobotomies, or you're a three-year-old. Well, how does Trump not let them forget? He attacks Mayorkas, he attacks Cheadle, he attacks Biden, he attacks the deep state, he talks about JFK, and he starts talking about the other snipers and the other shooters, and he starts talking about why did the Secret Service stand down for all that time. I'll tell you, I did not like it when he got up there at the RNC and said how great the Secret Service is and what heroes are they are. Yeah, the folks that ran up immediately to protect him, they're good men and women, even though some of them can't holster their guns. They're good. You can delineate that. But this is not good. And so he has to make the campaign about how they're trying to kill me, that's Trump, because I'm standing in the way of them getting to you, which is true. And it sounds crazy to have a presidential candidate come out and say, yeah, the deep state tried to kill me. But that's what they did. And they killed Kennedy and they tried to kill Reagan. So if you don't come out and hammer their ass, that's a big mistake. But don't worry, your surrogates will do it. And they knew I'd do it day one. That's why they wanted me off the air 6 weeks ago. And all the rest of us will. And all these other experts will. But we need Trump to do it. That is a no-brainer. And Trump's gotten irritated with me. I mean, like the time he called up my wife, found out we got married, he talks to her for like 10 minutes, and I grabbed the phone away because he called my number, and I gave it to him to talk to your wife. And I said, listen, you got people inside your operation. Let me tell you who they are. I told you a month, you know, Alex, come on. Hey, you're a great guy. Hey, let's, you know, come see me sometime at the White. I'm like, listen, they got people in there. You got to get rid of them. They're trying to take you out. Now he knows that. He's like, okay, Alex, I got to go. Click. Because I don't want to sit there and be told how great I am. I want to stop these people, and I want him to listen to me. Nothing against my wife, but God Almighty. I don't got a chance to talk to the president. You know, I'm going to tell him what's going on. And the next time he called me, well, something like that, I said, okay, well, can we stop talking? I support you. I don't need to hear, because other people want that. They want to have him sit there and pet him, and I'm not a lap dog. I'm not here trying to be petted on. I want to stop them from killing you because they're going to get me next, okay? I'm very self-centered in this. I know the New World Order is pure evil. I know you don't want to depopulate the planet. I know you're a good guy. So I back you, and I want you to get hardcore, which he is now, and that's why they are so panicked. That's why they're so cross-eyed. That's why they're so crazy. Let's go to the clip of Trump. This is what he needs to be doing. He did it. Saying that he obviously would have stayed off the stage if he'd been warned. Here it is.
We were monitoring this guy for an hour beforehand. Yeah. No one told you not to take the stage?
No, nobody mentioned it. Nobody said there was a problem. And I would have waited for 15. They could have said, let's wait for 15 minutes, 20 minutes, 5 minutes, something. Nobody said, I think that was a mistake. How did somebody get on that roof? And why wasn't he reported? Because people saw that he was on the roof. I mean, you had Trumpers screaming. The woman in the red shirt, she was screaming, there's a man on the roof. And then other people said, there's a man on the roof who's got a gun. And that was quite a bit before I walked onto the stage. So you would have thought somebody would have done something about it.
Former President Trump saying for the first time exclusively to Jesse Waters Primetime that no one warned him not to take the stage, even though they knew it was a threat. There was a threat. And it was this guy almost an hour beforehand. The Secret Service under mounting pressure following the assassination attempt of former President Trump on Saturday. 1 week later, we still have very few answers about the shooter, the motive, and the stunning security lapses. Something we have learned, 20-year-old Thomas Crooks likely flew a drone over the fairgrounds in Butler, Pennsylvania, just hours before Trump took the stage in front of tens of thousands of people. Officials say the predetermined path suggests Crooks flew the drone more than once to scope out the event site. At least four congressional committees are planning to probe the security failures that allowed him to gain access to the nearby rooftop that he fired from. Republican Senator Josh Hawley says he's heard from multiple whistleblowers.
The idea that you could have all of this time elapse and nobody notices, no law enforcement notices he's on the roof. Whistleblowers tell me that law enforcement were actually on different channels, different radio communication channels. There were multiple different channels and they weren't coordinated.
We need answers. The director of the Secret Service, Kimberly Cheadle, expected to face tough questions when she testified.
And that's ongoing. Cheadle's being grilled right now. The Democrats are now making it about gun control. God almighty. So Hawley then tried to go to the site, and he got kicked off by the feds. They're in a cover-up. We've got an expert coming on with the longest sniper shot in history next segment. I'm going to break, but listen to me. I need your help. I'm asking for your help. I'm asking you to go to drjonesnaturals.com right now and get incredible nano silver organic toothpaste with the iodine and tea tree. Does incredible things for your gums, your whole body, all the nano silver products, the wound gel, the face cream. It's all there at drjonesnaturals.com. That's our big sponsor. That's how you keep us on the air. And plus, it's great products. Go to drjonesnaturals.com and get these incredible products, the fiber green caps, the Next Level Foundational Energy, the Rocket Rest Incredible Sleep Aid. It's all there at drjonesnaturals.com. Also, InfoWarsStore.com is how you fund the operation. And we're selling out of everything, the X2, the X3. We have the limited edition T-shirt, bulletproof, that is about to start shipping. We just printed it up right here in Texas. Get all that at InfoWarsStore.com. Or 888-253-3139. And without you folks, we cannot fund this operation. And it is critical we stay on the air as long as possible. We have a path forward, but we need your support now at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. I want to thank you all that have been supportive. All right. Dallas Alexander, formerly with Special Operations Equivalent of Delta Force in Canada, credited with his team, one of the longest shot in history. He's going to give us analysis straight ahead. I talked to him yesterday, and he concurred with all the other experts I talked to. And basically, well, he said, well, he'll tell you what he told me on the other side. Please stay with us.
I do want to tell you about InfoWars MD. Discover the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulas cater to diverse needs. We have ageless vitality collagen, superfood greens, mushroom max, turmeric 95, better mood plus, libido RX, CBD, full spectrum 10 and 25 milligram gummies, as well as so much more. The premium InfoWars Life line. It's InfoWars MD, and it's available now 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. I suggest the collagen, and just search it yourself. I'm not going to make any medical claims here, but search the importance of collagen in the aging process and see why taking collagen as a supplement can be perhaps the most powerful thing you do to reverse the signs of aging.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, Vitality Enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale is going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Riders on the storm.
Riders on the storm. All right, so in the last 9 days, I made a lot of phone calls, talked to a lot of people. And then on Friday and Saturday, I was able to talk to the folks, I'm going to leave it at that, off record, that met with Trump and the Trump group and with Eric Trump and Don Jr. on Wednesday and Thursday to get their take. Did they understand how serious the threat was? And they said, yes, we know now. We're bringing in Eric Prince. We're bringing in a bunch of former Delta Force people. We understand Trump knows. And now Trump's come out and said, clearly, Secret Service, stand down. They didn't tell him. We just played the clip last segment. He wouldn't have gone out on stage if he knew there was a guy out there running around with a rangefinder and the rest of it. So he was totally protected, 26 minutes on the roof. I'm not a sniper, but I cover the news for 30 years. I've had tons of snipers on. I'm a gun enthusiast, and I understand this. And I talked to all these snipers I know, many of them very well known, and they confirm. So I'm talking to the folks at the Trump campaign, and they said, well, obviously we can't have current people on or people inside the operation, but they said, here's what we recommend. And one of the folks they recommended it has, with his team, the longest shot in history, over 2 miles, and he's also now a popular country music singer, Dallas Alexander. He's a family man and recently retired special operations sniper. He was part of the JTF2 Tier 1 Canadian comparison of Delta Force SEAL Team 6, which takes includes close personal protection for VIPs, up to including the Prime Minister. His four-man sniper team broke the world record for the longest confirmed sniper kill in history in Mosul in Iraq 2017, where he shot the terrorist at 2.2 miles. There's famous video now out of that, and that is a 9.9-second flight time. He is now a country music-inspired singer and songwriter. He's breaking into the country music scene very successfully with a sound somewhere between Red Dirt and Outlaw. I love Outlaw and Red Dirt. DallasAlexander.ca. And so he joins us now. Coming up in the third hour, Robert J. O'Neill, also a very famous special operator for SEAL Team 6, is going to be joining us. I talked to him yesterday to give his take. It's very similar to Dallas Alexander. So, Dallas, great to have you. We talked some yesterday. If you could just repeat what you told me and then add anything else to it. And, of course, you've been picked up at the news. Early on, you had questions. Now you're really sure about it. Veteran whose team holds the world record for longest confirmed sniper kill weighs in on Trump assassination. A huge, big, thick 18-page Daily Mail article about that. We can do an overhead shot, please. Here is that article for you right there. And more on that, Joint Task Force 2 and sniper kill shot video was released after consultation with ex-JTF2 member. We're going to get that up for you as well. So we really appreciate you joining us, sir. And I know you don't need to have the courage, but other folks were like, well, we can't do it, but you should have Dallas on. So you've got the courage to come on and talk about this. We really appreciate you. So just start at the beginning. When you learned this happened, you saw the video, what did you think?
Yeah, like when we spoke yesterday, I was actually down in Nashville when this happened. I was just out at a restaurant, and it kept flashing onto the screen, and I was kind of just reading it in the background. And as soon as they showed the layout and where the buildings were and where they said the shooter was, the first two things that stood out to me were that building and the water tower, and being the most obvious positions there that, you know, if you were assessing that from a security standpoint, that would be immediately what you would look at.
So you told me yesterday that you instantly were like, the default is be on that water tower, be on that roof, and there's nobody there.
Yeah, absolutely. And there was nobody there. So just seeing that, my initial reaction, and instantly, this was within probably a half a second, I was like, there's no way that this 20-year-old kid did this all by himself.
Oh, I mean, elaborate on this.
Well, I just think it's absurd to think that, you know, you watch all the videos and, you know, I say tactical professionals, be it police, SWAT, Secret Service, whatever it is, there were tactical professionals everywhere. And now I know level of competency differs greatly in tactical professions, but it doesn't really matter. I think a 10-year-old who plays Call of Duty or Fortnite would tell you if they were doing the security assessment that those two places needed to be watched. I think it's just so obvious to have a kid wandering around like this, a rifle on a roof within, what was it, 150 yards? Like you could zero your rifle at that range. It's ridiculous.
So going from there, Trump has now come out and said that they knew he was out there for 20-something minutes. He was, and they still told Trump to go out. I mean, and then now the Secret Service had testified today. We have the clip. She said, first it was too sloped. The roof's barely even sloped. What a joke. In fact, it's the weakest slope I've ever seen on a building. There's barely even a slope just for the rain to run off. And then she basically admits all of this, that they decided not to put somebody on the roof. I mean, that is just insane.
Yeah, I think, like, initially my feelings were there's no way he did this on his own, just in the fact that I thought at first someone, you know, turned a blind eye or something to get him into position because it was the most obvious thing. But it's almost like the more information comes out, you wonder how many more people were involved with it. It seems so ridiculous. You know, the slope of the roof, I mean, you can tell from all the pictures that it wasn't a threatening slope to stand on. That was just absurd. So just the more information that comes out, it seems almost like there's some different groups and agencies continue to put their own foot in their mouth with when really my initial assessment was just, I don't think that he did it alone because I've done security and I've done close protection and planned things like this, you know, in countries like Afghanistan or Iraq. And these are just the basics, the very, very basics, like a rooftop within 150 yards. Come on. A water tower close enough that it overlooks everything. Come on.
So you're saying the default procedures were turned off?
Oh, absolutely. Well, and I feel like they're admitting that now, but I think there's a big push to blame it on incompetence versus something a little more suspicious, in my opinion.
And then we don't have any press conferences, and they're all basically silent, and they're trying to keep U.S. senators off the site. What do you make of that?
Yeah, that's just another thing. Like, it's another one of these, you know, post-event, it just adds to the suspicion. It's my initial feelings I had, I posted, but, you know, now that more and more comes out and time passes, and like you said, the conferences that aren't happening and the right explanations that aren't happening, it just adds to the suspicion. And I think rightfully so. Like, I think it's a bit of a scramble happening right now.
Well, Cheadle reported today, and we have the clip in a moment, that, okay, we found him with a rangefinder, not a prohibited item. So he's wandering around the bottom of a building. There's video of this. They find, people go question him. The local police do. What's this rangefinder? They call back the Secret Service. Well, they've been told no big deal. And then somehow he gets on a roof that's the police command center and is able to shoot at the president. And then I've talked to acoustics experts, engineers, you name it. That's what they say. There's up to 8 shots. Those aren't echoes going on. People that have been around a lot of gunfire, they're hearing, and I've had them on as guests, multiple different types of firearms. And one Army sniper I had on yesterday, a good friend of mine, he said, highly decorated guy, he said, it sounds to him like, and as people are saying, somebody was right under the shooter in that open window shooting because it sounded muffled, not suppressed, but muffled, like it was being fired from inside the building. And again, that's all speculation, but we don't know because there's been no press conference, no information. Can you speak to just speculating, dead reckoning, what you think was going on here?
Yeah, it's from listening to the audio and things I've heard, it seems like there was not just, you know, a handful of 5.56 rounds fired. It seems like, and I've seen a couple of different opinions or, I mean, reports, I guess, on what type of scope was on that assault rifle. I think it was just a red dot, no magnifier. So to, like, if we're to go way down a rabbit hole here, it seems like having that guy set up in that position, you know, with a 5.56, you just kind of spray and pray, and it sounded like there were some other shots happening to kind of cover it up.
And then, well, that's what the different trajectory experts, ballistic experts have shown is if Trump's head is turned to the right, he's pointing at the sign, the Jumbotron with the graphic on immigration and how it went to almost zero under him. And the line of sight to the shooter is here. Then he's not hit in the left. He's grazed on the right. That would be from the woods or the water tower.
Yeah, I've seen both. Both theories kind of drawn out. To me, the water tower was, again, one of my initial reactions, most obvious things. From the trees, I mean, it's possible. It's a tougher position to find, for sure, if you need to especially climb or have yourself elevated in the trees. And then there's movement and stuff in the trees that is tough to account for. But I've seen both theories drawn out.
We're going to play in a moment, and then we're going to play the Secret Service Director's comments because I mentioned them. I want to show people. As one of the top snipers in the world, credited with the longest shot ever with your team, 2.2 miles, watching the video, obviously shot through the air, There's a bullet hole, looks like an lectern. We see real people getting shot, dying, getting injured. And I've seen the video analysis where people are shot like a half second after the supposed first shots. But again, we won't know because it's all being covered up. Just watching that, for people that try to claim it was staged, how do you fire real bullets at somebody and then skim their ear when Trump's moving around everywhere? That's impossible.
Yeah, that, like, I've heard that theory as well, and I know many of the best shooters in the whole world. Now, is it possible to lay down at 150 yards and hit a target as small as an ear with a precision rifle? For sure. Is it possible to do it with the confidence of someone turning their head for a split second, and if you miss by, you know, a few centimeters, then that person's dead? To have something staged like this, I think it's ridiculous. I don't know a shooter.
Exactly. It's like those videos we see where the woman's spinning on the wheel and the guy's throwing daggers. They practice it all the time. It's a spinning wheel. He knows at what second to do it. Still, people get stabbed doing that. But this is totally different. This, as if Trump would sign on, I'm going to be moving my head around everywhere, and then you're just going to magically shoot me and graze my ear. Where it was off of 2 millimeters, it hit him in the skull. I mean, that's impossible, basically.
Yeah, I literally know and have shot with many of the best shooters in the whole world. That is not one of the scenarios here that I believe.
Well, I got big into shooting, not into Coriolis and wind and sniper stuff, but just shooting when I was a little kid. And I really stopped shooting as much as I did when I was about 16 as I got busy, but I used to shoot almost every week. Till then, I, at 100 yards, shoot the same hole all day with a rifle, 308. And you know, at 200 yards, I can shoot the top of a Tabasco bottle off. And I never miss shooting deer or pigs or whatever. I mean, I've shot stuff at 1,000 yards. But to imagine a wiggling head, and I'm at 450 feet, I'm going to shoot him in the ear, that's impossible. I mean, that is just ridiculous.
Like I said, if you laid down in a very good, comfortable position, you had everything set up and had a target out there, yes, you could hit that size of a target with a precision rifle and good setup and round and stuff. But like I said, with a moving head and timing it to, oh, when I turn my head at that exact moment, I need you to just shoot off my tip of my ear. Ridiculous.
Yeah, the idea that he would sit around and plan that.
Yeah.
That
one I discounted immediately.
Yeah, we're not. Plus, I know Trump. He's not that kind of guy. It's just ridiculous. So, because he doesn't trust people, he would never, he's not morally going to do that anyway. So, I got to ask a lot of questions here, brother, but you're like one of the top snipers in the world. What other observations do you make? Because people are going to be, after you leave, they're going to, you should have asked him this, you should have asked him that. Speaking to the event and then just in general, you're a smart guy. Do you think they're going to try to make another run at him? I mean, if they're this desperate, I mean, you told me on the phone yesterday, you said, well, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I think you basically said everything points towards inside job.
I think so. The initial video I ever made on this, my initial feeling was just someone that knows what's up helped that guy get there. And then more came out about the ballistics. And when I first heard the video too, the sound of the gunfire, it all sounded weird. So right off the bat, I believe it's someone who knew what was happening was involved, not just a kid with an AR walked up and got onto a roof within 150 yards of, you know, the former president and future president potentially speaking. That was the first thought. And now as, you know, days pass, it just, everything becomes a lot more, suspicious for sure.
Well, I talked to a lot of folks who are, you know, very well-known snipers in government. They can't speak, but they recommended you come on because they say you're the best. Just in general, what would you advise Trump? Because you've protected prime ministers, you name it. What would you be advising Trump to do? Because Eric Trump watches, Don Jr. watches, and they get clips every day. You know, we talk to them. What would your advice be to them right now?
Yeah, like too, the snipers in the ground. I was chatting with a buddy of mine, Matt Murphy, who runs Sentinel Foundation. He was a sniper in the Green Beret. We had the exact same opinion right off the bat. We were chatting about, he was down in Nashville, and both said the same thing. Like, he needs security that he can trust. I was on a live stream and said, I'd come do it for free if you can't find people. But you need a team that you can trust, because he needs to get through the however long it is now, you guys have 6 months or something, and be able to take power and really do a deep dive investigation into every one and every unit and every organization that was involved. So this shows desperation, in my opinion. And now you kind of have an animal cornered, and generally they don't lie down. So I think it's really important that he just gets optimal protection and security that he can trust, for the next, 6 to 8 months or whatever it is.
Well, that's exactly what, Robert O'Neill said. He's coming up later. He said, this is a cornered deep state. They're super dangerous right now, and Trump better take this very, very seriously.
Yeah, I completely agree.
Just putting on your political cap, what do you think would have happened? Because one thing that makes me lean towards it was people that weren't professionals is, why were they trying to get headshots? I mean, because I'm not even a sniper, but I know you shoot towards the, center of mass there. Why would you... That's that, or maybe they wanted the political image of Trump's head blowing off like Kennedy. Because I know the shooters. I interviewed him on the deathbed confession, and with his son E. Howard Hunt, and right before he died, I guess 15 years ago. And of course, he was arrested there. It was on record he was there, but he confessed to running the sniper team. They had some of the best snipers in the world at that time. They were obviously only 50 yards away behind the grassy knoll. They decided to shoot Kennedy right in the head and blow his head off, I guess, for the political, spectacularness of it. But in general, right, you want to shoot somebody in the chest.
Yeah, I mean, it depends what target is most presented, or if they're assuming he's wearing body armor, is another factor.
They might have thought Trump was wearing body armor.
It would be something that would go through my brain if there was, and not saying I'm planning any type of VIP assassination.
No, we know that. But, you're the counter sniper in this case, yeah.
Exactly. But I think also, to play into a big grand visual, and maybe even something against, guns and AR-15s and how vicious they are would be spun as a narrative. There's a bunch of things. I'm just speculating, and this, my mind just sort of points in that direction when something like this happens and it's so suspicious. And then as days and weeks pass, where organizations have an opportunity to just say, like, okay, here's what happened. And they can be forthcoming with all the truths. There's silence, or there's things that don't make any sense, or the explanations, it just gets more and more and more suspicious.
Well, I've talked to a lot of your community, and they actually say the same thing you're saying, but in general, what is the consensus, or what percentage think inside job, gross negligence? What are you thinking?
Oh, I think inside job. Like, gross negligence, in my opinion, incompetence, it does not begin to touch what happened. There was more happening. Again, I don't know the person, the agency, the group, the organization, but some person or people who knew what was happening assisted in this, in my opinion.
But unfortunately, Mayorkas has appointed a Trump hater to the independent, quote, review panel on Trump assassination. So the foxes are guarding the hen house here.
Yeah, and that's another thing. Like, it's just, it keeps happening, and this is more your politics, because I'm up here in Canada and we're dealing with our own problems. But we kind of keep seeing it again and again. It's just people that don't want Trump to be in power. And it seemed like, just from an outsider watching it over the last little while, that at every turn, there's just all of these ridiculous things that are being done in order to keep him out of power. And then this was almost like, everything else sort of failed. His popularity continues to grow, and this was, in my opinion, an attempt to put an end to all that.
100%. Shifting gears, this is so interesting. Talk about that 2.2-mile shot. We'll go ahead and roll the video while you talk about it. This is on record the longest shot ever. In hindsight, how were you guys able to make this shot?
Yeah, so we had just really well-trained team, man. I was there with four of us total, in the top floor of a building in Mosul, Iraq. And, we were waiting for the Iraqi push to happen, which they were pushing across to get, ISIS out of their kind of last stronghold, which was in downtown Mosul. When that push started, we started, sending rounds with these 50s, and they were very effective right away. And we were trying to get them into buildings so we could call airstrikes on the ISIS fighters. And the one long shot, actually, we called an airstrike on this building, and it was a dud. And the guy was coming out the second story window. So that video is right after that you played, is right after the actual longest shot. The longest shot video is on my music video, actually, called Adios Amigo, which is on YouTube. And it shows the actual video of the shots. The guy was coming out of the second story, which gave us time to know where he was going to be, because as you mentioned, it was almost a 10-second flight time.
Well, we're live right now. We're going to post this to X in about 30 minutes, so we'll add the clip from Adios Amigo to that to get the longest shot on TV.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah, so that was it. And it was you know, it was pretty amazing, but we were kind of in a fight for that whole week, and it was more like when we took some time at the end of the day, so we're like, wow, that was quite an effective day, because the fight just sort of got closer to us as the days passed. So we made a bunch of more engagements that were, you know, 2.2 miles and in, but still probably broke the previous record five times, I'm guessing, something like that.
And you were using what rifle?
A McMillan TAC 50.
Wow, that's amazing. And so we're live now. People can't see it, but we're going to add it in post. It'll go up on X. In closing, appreciate you coming out and speaking out about this, because what you're telling me is what everybody else is saying behind the scenes. Most of them have jobs, don't want to talk about it, but a lot of folks are coming forward. In closing, what do you like to add, or what do you think Trump should do?
Yeah, again, I just think really good security is paramount. People he can trust, people that you know, want to see the vote and want to see the people in the United States choose instead of some other people choose who's going to lead their country. So no matter what the financial cost, I think it's imperative that, you know, he makes it to those voting days. And then hopefully can sort some of this stuff out.
And is that the right shot we just showed?
Yeah, that's the one.
Wow. 2.2 miles. How spent is a 50 cal round at that point? I guess it's still so heavy, it doesn't matter.
Oh, yeah, it's still ripping. You see that video, that guy went down. He did not get up. He laid there for 2 weeks. I know, because my brother-in-law crossed the bridge after we ripped out of country, and he told me, your guy's still laying in the dirt.
Dallas Alexander, we got to go to break for 2 minutes, but do five more minutes with us. I got a few other questions. We really appreciate your time. People can find you at dallasalexander.ca. Heard some of your music yesterday. Amazing. People should check that out. But we appreciate you coming on as a Canadian Special Operations veteran to give us your perspective. You were highly recommended by the folks at the Trump operation. We'll be right back in 2 minutes. Stay with us. Please pray for InfoWars. Please pray for the crew. And I'm so thankful to the crew. They're doing such a great job. I'm so thankful to Owen and to Chase and to all the rest of the crew and Rob Duver here with me right now. We were one family together, black, white, old, young, you name it, in the fight for liberty against the New World Order. Thank you so much for your past support. And I humbly ask for your support now. If you go to InfoWarsStore.com, where the big Save InfoWars sale is going with X2 and X3 and DNA Force Plus, Nitric Boost, and all these other incredible game-changing products. Also, the great line, a dozen products under InfoWars MD, private labeled from a top manufacturer in the country. They said, hey, we'll let you have our whole line, and then we'll ship it for you. We'll do it all. It's all drop ship. All our products are selling out. We're out of money. But because of InfoWars MD, they have basically unlimited for us, so that now when you buy InfoWars MD, you're getting great, excellent, amazing products that are across the board for your supplement needs, and they then keep us on the air. InfoWars MD.
I just want to acknowledge your leadership and your ability to see around corners. Again and again and again, you have been labeled as a conspiracy theorist and a nutcase for speaking the truth that you were able to perceive earlier than many people. And I'm in your debt, and I think we're all in your debt for your courageous actions over these many years. You've been vilified and denigrated and gaslit and everything else. I've received a small taste of what you've been through, and I don't like it very much. So I certainly appreciate and empathize with everything you've been through. And thank you for being the hero that you are and not backing down in the face of all the crap that's been thrown at you.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
I really see something that said, take a look at what happened. Oh.
Turns out for 20-plus minutes, people ran around pointing at the shooter. Total stand down. We don't need to get caught up in even their fake investigation. They're trying to shut down that. We know they did it. We know Trump's in grave danger. Credited with leading the sniper team that has the longest shot in history, Dallas Alexander. DallasAlexander.ca, amazing information. Joins us in this little short segment. I just wanted to ask him in closing about other threats, drones, truck bombs, poisoning. I mean, if they tried to kill Trump because he's so popular and they're cornered rats, it's obviously an inside job, folks. Don't be idiots. Then 99% chance. Then they're going to even more desperate now. I mean, what's your view on that?
Yeah, I think like we were talking about, the desperation now is hopefully what he can hire the right people to protect against. And like you mentioned, with all of those things, there's you know, there's a million ways to kill someone, sadly. And just the size of some of the VBIEDs we've seen overseas can rock an entire block. So I think they got to take into account everything. And drones, like, correct me if I'm wrong, there was a drone flying around over that rally that same day, right?
Yes, sir. Hours before.
Yeah. So again, that, like, I mean, we had it overseas that ISIS was using drones to drop bombs, and they've rigged up this stuff just, you know, themselves. So there's possibilities from everywhere. I think they just, again, need the best that they can find in the world to protect kind of 360 for the next 6 to 8 months.
That's right.
It could come from anywhere.
105 days, and then there's 79 days till he's sworn in. He's president-elect. That's the real danger zone. So you concur with all the other great analysts I've talked to off-air and on-air. Everything points towards inside job, and so they're even more desperate now. So the ante's even upped.
Yeah, absolutely. I think just now a very deliberate security kind of bubble, if you will, but it has to be 360. It has to be drones. It has to be on road moves. It has to be when he's stationary in these speaking engagements. And even, you know, sadly, things like wherever he's eating or drinking or whatever, it's kind of ultimate paranoia time for the next, you know, 8 months or whatever.
Absolutely. And going back to that footage we just showed, there he is an hour before the attack. And that's when they went over and talked to him. Local police had a rangefinder. What would you do if a guy 450 feet from the president is wandering around looking at a roof with a rangefinder? I mean, that guy's in protective custody immediately.
Like, at a minimum, just apprehended for the remainder of the rally. You know what I mean? Like, at a minimum. Because, sure, a rangefinder's not restricted, but it definitely tells you that he's thinking about something that he needs range for, and he didn't look like he was golfing. So, like, to me, he just apprehend him until the rally's over. Like, you know, and the posture's suspicious, the left and right, it's sketchy. They're just at a minimum, okay, come with us, sir, until this is done.
Dallas Alexander, the prime suspect is Alexander Mayorkas. He opened the border. He's running it all. He refused security for Robert F. Kennedy Jr. This guy is a bad hombre. Thank you so much for the time. I know that you're really getting successful in your music career. We want to promote that. And you've got a new line of songs coming out under Don't Blame My Bloodline. Is that right?
Can't Blame My Bloodline.
Can't blame my bloodline. And what's the song they should search or find on your website, DallasAlexander.ca?
Go listen to any of them. Can't Blame My Bloodline, the title track, is out right now, and there's a bunch more, and another one coming out this month.
We're going to grab it. We're going to air it later. You want me to post it on X, or can I do that? Or you want?
Sure, absolutely.
All right, we're going to make a music video, brother. I'm going to put it out. God bless you, Dallas Alexander. Thank you so much, brother.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Please pray for InfoWars. Please pray for the crew. And I'm so thankful to the crew. They're doing such a great job. I'm so thankful to Owen and to Chase and to all the rest of the crew and Rob Duher here with me right now. We were one family together, black, white, old, young, you name it, in the fight for liberty against the New World Order. Thank you so much for your past support. And I humbly ask for your support now. If you go to InfoWarsStore.com, where the big Save InfoWars sale is going with X2 and X3 and DNA Force Plus, Nitric Boost, and all these other incredible game-changing products. Also, the great line, a dozen products under InfoWars MD, private labeled from a top manufacturer in the country. They said, hey, we'll let you have our whole line, and then we'll ship it for you. We'll do it all. It's all drop ship. All our products are selling out. We're out of money. Like, but because of InfoWars MD, they have basically unlimited for us. So that now when you buy InfoWars MD, you're getting great, excellent, amazing products that are across the board for your supplement needs. And they then keep us on the air. InfoWars MD.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Now we see the you've got it.
All right, we are now into hour number two. Coming up in the last 30 minutes of the next hour, Robert J. O'Neill, the most famous Navy SEAL and expert on what's happening. He basically concurs. I talked to him off air with what Dallas Alexander, the credited top sniper, 2.2-mile kill. He was saying they had a bunch of kills that day at that, but that was the one they documented on video. He just said, total inside job. They're going to try to kill Trump. It's on like Donkey Kong. So here's what's going to happen. I've got all this other news, all the big political developments, Biden stepping down, missing, even Fox News saying, is he dead? I think that's a fair thing to ask. I'm not saying he is. Who are they going to try to replace Kamala with, or will she put a VP on, like Gavin Newsom or Hillary Clinton or Whitmer? The sky's the limit. Now they're saying, oh, this will, you know, give Trump a run for his money, because no one believes Biden would win. They want someone plausible when they steal it. And Mike Cernovich did a great interview that's on InfoWars.com with the great Tucker Carlson basically laying that out. Maybe we should get Mike on the show or try to get him on. He's hard to get on. But that's where we are. Such a historic moment. And the globalists are in their own publications like New York Times, Atlantic Monthly, Financial Times, saying, we hope that conservatives think they've won and just go to sleep and we're going to win. Which means they're going to steal it. But I've done all the statistics. I've gone over it 1,000 times, but it's very hard to steal when you have a landslide. So that's why Trump is still working so hard. What a nail biter. What a cliffhanger. What a moment to be alive right now and to be witnessing all of this. So I want to open the phones up for one slice of society. So I'm asking listeners, please don't call in if you're not law enforcement, Secret Service, Federal Marshal, snipers particularly. We want to leave the lines open for these men and women. Not putting the women down, but we saw the women they had there. They couldn't even holster a gun. There are women who can shoot guns great. Women are incredible snipers, but that's not the type of women they can get. You know, they put an ad out, hey, we want women. Diversity, equity, inclusion, and then women don't answer the call. Like, this office is almost completely men. Got a few women work here. Well, you know why? Women don't answer the call to work in radio, television, film. I don't know why. They don't come to, maybe they see it's Alex Jones. They don't come to the interviews. They don't come. They're not there. So You can be black, brown, white. You can be Asian. You can be whatever. You've got a skill, whatever. You want to work here? We hired folks. Barely any women. Well, imagine the Secret Service. They put a call out for women, and then they get like a fat woman who can barely, in fact, she can't holster a gun. It'd be like putting a fat woman or me up there to play NBA basketball against LeBron James and Scottie Pippen and Larry Bird and Michael Jordan. I mean, it's just, it's ridiculous. Like, it's a default that all the Secret Service agents that are the close to tail, the central ring, have got to be the height or higher than the targets. They're supposed to shield the president. Well, how is a 5 foot tall woman there, pulls her gun out, can't even put it back in, how is she supposed to stand above him and protect him? See, that's what this is all about. And they're saying, hey, we don't care if you can't fly an airplane. We don't care if you fail the test. We're going to put you in there as a pilot. Because really, most of the planes are flown by AI wireless now. Autopilot. See, the globalists, the Pentagon just came out Friday and said, by 2030, 30%+ of the military will be robot. They're sabotaging the human military to bring in the robot military that will follow the orders. So I'm calling for Secret Service, FBI, snipers, military veterans, your chance to get on air. We want to talk to you. And we'll go to you quickly so you hopefully aren't on hold very long. The toll-free number is 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. 877-789-ALEX. And we are going to take your calls and cover news right up until the last 30 minutes of the next hour, so about an hour and 20 minutes from now, when Robert J. O'Neill comes on. And I talked to him yesterday, and he's the guy who reportedly killed bin Laden. And I said, you know, I questioned bin Laden being killed. He said, I know you did that. It's fine. You're allowed to. He said, I know I was there. It was his wife. He got out of the bed. I shot him. It was real. That's confidence. He definitely said it was a body double. He was in bed with bin Laden's wife, so he deserved to die. That was his quote. He's going to come back on and talk about that. But I talked to people that were there with him. Then they blew up a helicopter with a bunch of Navy SEALs that were there to try to cover it up a month later. And I don't know, but I know he has the courage to come on and talk about this stuff. So there you go. So we'll do a whole discussion about that coming up with him, because I'm not impugning him. I'm not saying he's a liar. I think he has a lot of credibility. It's just people hated Obama so much they didn't want to give him any type of points, I guess. In hindsight, I thought they probably didn't kill bin Laden, and I still don't know. But I think that Robert J. O'Neill is a credible guy with how many silver stars and bronze stars and all the things he did. So we'll be doing that interview coming up at 1:33 Central. He will be joining us to give his take on all this. I really look forward to that. Okay, so let's pull back here. Because there's a lot of stuff to unpack here, a lot of big enchiladas. So while we're punching up the phone system and getting that up so I can see it, I'm going to go ahead and cover the election news, Biden dropping out, all of it. And should we do it? Yeah, let's do it. Because we put a short clip up yesterday that got like 10 million views. People said, oh, that's not a real clip. So Chase Geisler uploaded another clip, got like 2 million views last time I saw it, of like 10 minutes of me saying, in the last 2 weeks, he'll step down by the 20th or 21st in my trajectory view. And a lot goes into the calculations of that, because I'm not a sniper. When it comes to politics, I am. I've got all the factors together. I can see the writing on the wall, Biden jockeying to get a bunch of favors and deals, but now the weird wrinkle, I said if he doesn't step down, they'll kill him and poison him. And now they're reporting he's missing. Now they're reporting they don't know where he is. He's been gone 4.5 days. And I'm not saying he's dead. That's Fox News alluding to that. So we'll play this clip in a moment. Proof of life, please. Fox hosts ask if Biden is even still alive. We'll go over some of these articles for you right now. a red shot, please. So, there's that headline, InfoWars.com. Now listen to this cryptic headline. Biden's brother says they will enjoy whatever time they have left with him, implying he's dying. Who wrote it? Internet buzzes as Biden's signature on dropout letter doesn't match signatures on executive orders. You can see his real signature versus the new one. It looks nothing like the same one. And I thought that when it came out Saturday, I said, this is strange. There's no presidential seal on this. And I went and looked up his signature myself. It didn't match. Not even close. Is Joe Biden alive? Fox News host asked for proof of life. Biden hasn't been seen publicly for 4+ days. None of us understands what's happening. Biden campaign staffers blindsided by a 2024 announcement, learning about it on X. Now we learn from a year plus, his staff isn't allowed to meet with him. He's kept away from people. So here's the actual letter with a signature that looks as fake as a $3 bill. Zoom in on that. You match that with other signatures? Looks nothing like it. And where's Joseph R. Biden Jr.? There's no presidential seal. There's no anything. Did they kill Biden? I'm not saying that happened, but that's a very serious question in this climate you've got to ask. Where is Biden? We've been at Weekend at Bernie's, or Weekend with Bernie, all the last few months. He's been hiding, and now he's gone. They may toddle him out. He may be seen soon. I don't know, but this is really weird. A blank sheet of paper, you know, no seals on it, no information. His resignation letter, and no one knows where he is. We're in a live coup, folks. Any way you slice it, they didn't have the primaries. Hell, they stole it from Bernie Sanders. They wouldn't let anybody challenge him. They tried to take Trump off the ballot. They did all the lawfare. They've been doing this for a long time. And now, I said, if Biden doesn't step down, I said it a week ago, they'll just kill him. They'll just claim he had a stroke. Is he dead right now? They're just jockeying to say who gets what? I don't think so, but he's mentally brain dead. We know that. What a constitutional crisis. What insanity we're now in. Hadn't been seen in 4+ days. But it's not Alex Jones questioning it, and you're allowed to question. You know, Joy Reid says it was fake, and all these other Democrats have come out and said it was a fake shooting and all the rest of this. That's idiotic. We have a chance to respond and say it's bull. Anybody that knows guns or ballistics knows it's crap. But if Keith Olbermann and Joy Reid and Joy Behar and the rest of them want to say it's fake, they have a right to say the moon is made out of pimento cheese. They have a right to say the Easter Bunny and Santa Claus are real. They have the First Amendment. That's what this country's all about. But the point is, he's missing for 4.5 days. It's not an official letterhead. His brother says, enjoy the time he's got left. What's the exact quote? Enjoying whatever time he has left. The signature doesn't match. This is creepy as hell. So I mentioned the clip. We don't just mention stuff like the media does. They'll say, Trump hates all Mexicans. Where's the clip? Jones peed on Sandy Hook kids' graves. Where's the clip? Didn't happen. Wasn't even ever there until they sued me and I went there for the court. But they just sit there and they make these claims without any evidence. Well, when we make a claim, we cover it. So here's Fox News asking proof of life on Joe Biden.
But I want to go back to your previous statement, Dana, about not seeing President Biden today. I think as you think about what has transpired today since 1:45 p.m., not physically seeing him, even address a camera in Delaware, let alone an Oval Office statement like LBJ did when he dropped out in March of 1968, it is disconcerting, isn't it?
Brett, they didn't even release a White House still photograph.
Mm-mm.
Nothing. So are we, I mean, I hope he's fine. But you could forgive people for wondering if we are really living Weekend at Bernie's right now. Like, proof of life, please. Let's see it, okay? We want the president to be okay. I do want him to be able to leave on a note that is high in his mind, right? So that he feels like he had this public service career where he achieved the ultimate, and he's obviously unwell. And so,
looked after him while we were gone.
You know, we want him to be a person that can, like, stand on his own 2 feet and look the American people in the eye and explain why he's leaving, because without that, imagine what your allies, your adversaries, your enemies, your military, your voters are all sitting there going, well, wait, so why are you? Because of health. And if so, please let us know so we can pray for you. Is it because you were afraid you were going to lose? I mean, that's what Jared Moskowitz just said, the congressman from Florida. So that's interesting. I would note that while we've been on the air, the Pennsylvania governor, Josh Shapiro, has endorsed Kamala Harris, and she is one of the few people that is floated as a possible vice presidential nominee for him. On this idea that old is off the table, I just don't think that anybody who watched the last week at the RNC can make an honest comparison about Joe Biden's cognitive decline that we've been watching and the 78-year-old Donald Trump. I don't think that's going to work.
All right. I'm going to say it again. I'm going to go to your calls, and I appreciate you calling. It's not an official letterhead. The signature is obviously a different person. I mean, I just showed it. There's no doubt in my mind. It's completely different. Totally fake. The bank would refuse it on a check. He hasn't been seen in 4.5 days, and they're asking, is he dead? And he was refusing to step down. Now his brother says he's on death's doorstep, basically. Now, he may pop back up. Is he dead? Do you have another medical emergency? I mean, the last time he was seen 4.5 days ago, walking off Air Force One, he could barely walk. And again, they have doctors that control him. Maybe they took the drugs away. And I've talked to Secret Service, who are good people, and high level, we'll leave it at that, other law enforcement that were there and saw the Pelican case and all the drugs and them giving him drugs and him popping back up, having been put down and pooping himself. This isn't funny, folks. This is disgusting. But this is what they've done. And now they want Kamala, a new puppet. We'll talk about who they're going to put in. They're saying Kamala, but that there's a lot of signs there. That's not the case. You heard Obama and others say, oh, we're keeping Biden forever. I said, well, their surrogates attacked him. I said, no, they're really against him. And now that's come out. So here's who we've got on the board. And we've got some open lines because people are being nice who aren't law enforcement or experts. And they're not calling in. That's great. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 callers that called in. Got a few extra lines for law enforcement snipers to give your take at 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. We're going to you in a minute. I just want to list who's here so you know I'm going to you. Michael in Boston, military Marine sniper. Holly in Pennsylvania, civilian. Was at the rally, witnessed Butler PA shooting. We'll go to her first. Woody in Washington, law enforcement on the Trump shooting. David, we're getting his information. Joe in Baltimore, military Marine Afghanistan. And David, military Army on Trump shooting. Let's go to Holly. And then we'll go to Michael. Holly in PA, where it all happened. Thank you for calling in. Tell us what you saw.
Hi, yeah. I was sitting on the left-hand side when you're looking at Trump, same side that Corey Comparator was sitting on, and I was 20 feet to his left with my daughter and sister. And we heard the shots, and my head immediately snapped to the right. You know, I don't feel like they were coming from a water tower at all. And everybody that was hit seemed to be hit in the perfect trajectory going from the AGR building across, hit Corey in the back of the head, grazed Trump's ear, and then hit the other two people on the other side, plus the hydraulic line.
Sure. So where are you saying you were there, where you thought the shots came from?
The AGR building.
So
if there was a second shooter, it would have had to have been coming from there.
Well, that's what most of my sources say, is they believe the open window right under where the shooter was is where the shots were. But to change the trajectory, in CNN, ABC, Fox, they've all moved the shooter 50 yards another part, which is very mysterious.
Right, right. I just do not think that the water tower was in play at all. I'm hearing that a lot, and I just don't see it. Where we were, there was a huge tree in the way, and the bleachers were behind us. We were very close. Like, when Trump came out, he was 10 feet in front of us. We were, like,
well, describe
right
what it was
walkway.
Like. Describe what it was like. You were there. What was it like?
I mean, we were at the highest of highs right before it happened. He had just come out. He pointed at my friend's shirt. My daughter was with me. She's 13. This was her first Trump rally. We were like, yeah. And he finally started talking. We were all just settling in, and then bang, 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 bang. And we, like, didn't know right away what it was until Secret Service tackled him. And we were just in shock. Like, I don't think any of us really believed that's what happened. I mean, we did go down on the bleachers, and then my sister noticed that somebody was shot in the crowd, and at first we thought maybe somebody got a gun in there, shot at him, and then shot themselves, but obviously
sure.
That
well, Keith, let me ask you this. There's too many names to list, but Joy Behar, Reed, Keith Huberman, they both basically said that all of you were actors and that you would have run, and obviously you're not actors, it's a public event. And that you would have
right.
run, but you're caught up by surprise, plus you're conservatives, you're not panicked, it's not a rock concert. And like
right.
you said, you were caught off guard. What do you want to say to people, like Joy Reid and Behar and, Oberman that say this was all fake?
This was 100% real. And, saying that, it's absolutely ignorant. I mean, Corey Comparator was actually a neighbor of mine as well. So he lived less than a quarter mile up the road. I passed his house every day, saw him on election day when I was handing out at the polls. He was a very real person. And so am I. I mean, we have video. This is very real. So this
of course
is
it is. You can't
rally.
Fake that. You can't fake it. So were you looking at Trump when he got shot, or what was that like?
Yeah, we were looking at him, and then we heard the first couple shots, and then my head snapped to the right because from where I was sitting, that's where the shots were coming from. And Corey was 20 feet to my right, obviously in the line of fire. And so I immediately knew which direction they came from, and me, my sister, my daughter, we all looked that way, and then we just went down. And then Trump went down, and then we weren't even sure if he was okay. We were all panicking, thinking he might have got, like, seriously
and
wounded.
Trump talked about that. He's looking out for the 20 seconds they're holding him down, and he tells him, get off me, because he sees everybody panic, and he pops up and says, fight, fight, fight. That is so real. You can't fake something that real. That's why it's so powerful.
Right, and I kind of missed that moment, too, because I was still just sitting there in shock going, what is happening right now? We didn't know where it was coming from. Who did it? Was it somebody in the crowd? It was just chaos. And then on our way out, we heard 10, 15, 20 different stories. I mean, people did not know what happened unless you were like right down in there.
But you were
really?
There.
We were a little confused.
I want to get your name and number to have you back on as a guest because you were there as a witness. Were you able to get any video
sure.
in the aftermath?
Yes. Yeah, my daughter got a couple of videos of the aftermath.
Have you put those out?
I put them on Twitter or X, and I actually tagged you in some last week.
Well, I'm sorry we missed those. What is your X account? We'll find them.
It is Holly Llama. Hollilama.
We're going to find those and post those. Sorry I missed them. We'll get your contact info. Holly, thank you, and God bless you didn't get hurt. Wow, what an amazing moment. Does this make you a bigger Trump supporter?
Absolutely. Bigger than ever.
Yeah. You're a combat veteran now, sweetheart. All right, we'll be right back. What an incredible lady. We'll go to law enforcement straight ahead. Stay with us. Please follow me on X, Real Alex Jones.
I do want to tell you about InfoWars MD. Discover the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulas cater to diverse needs. We have Ageless Vitality Collagen, Superfood Greens, Mushroom Max, Turmeric 95, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, CBD, Full Spectrum 10 and 25 milligram gummies, as well as so much more. The premium InfoWars Lifeline. It's InfoWars MD, and it's available now 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. I suggest the collagen, and just search it yourself. I'm not going to make any medical claims here, but search the importance of collagen in the aging process and see why taking collagen as a supplement can be perhaps the most powerful thing you do to reverse the signs of aging.
Please pray for InfoWars. Please pray for the crew. And I'm so thankful to the crew. They're doing such a great job. I'm so thankful to Owen and to Chase and to all the rest of the crew and Rob Duver here with me right now. We were one family together, black, white, old, young, you name it, in the fight for liberty against the New World Order. Thank you so much for your past support. And I humbly ask for your support now. If you go to InfoWarsStore.com, where the big Save InfoWars sale is going with X2 and X3 and DNA Force Plus, Nitric Boost, and all these other incredible game-changing products. Also, the great line, a dozen products under InfoWars MD, private labeled from a top manufacturer in the country. They said, hey, we'll let you have our whole line, and then we'll ship it for you. We'll do it all. It's all drop ship. All our products are selling out. We're out of money. Like, but because of InfoWars MD, they have basically unlimited for us. So that now when you buy InfoWars MD, you're getting great, excellent, amazing products that are across the board for your supplement needs. And they then keep us on the air. InfoWars MD.
I just want to acknowledge your leadership and your ability to see around corners. Again and again and again, you have been labeled as a conspiracy theorist and a nutcase for speaking the truth that you were able to perceive earlier than many people. And I'm in your debt, and I think we're all in your debt for your courageous actions over these many years. You've been vilified and denigrated and gaslit and everything else. I've received a small taste of what you've been through, and I don't like it very much. So I certainly appreciate and empathize with everything you've been through, and thank you for being the hero that you are and not backing down in the face of all the crap that's been thrown at you.
A lot of listeners have complained in the last 2 years that our amazing high-quality coffee has not been available. And that's because the prices went up too high for the raw beans and the quality had gone down some. I turned down so many companies that wanted to work with us. But now, we have brought back the coffee, and it's even better from a national supplier that's veteran-owned and veteran-operated. It's powered by the company Minuteman Coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best-tasting, best-smelling, strongest coffee that I have ever drank. It is game-changing. All you got to do is buy a bag of it and try it. I know you're going to be hooked, which will then fund our Operation A360 Win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now for Escape the Prison Planet Light Roast. That's the strongest. The amazing Medium Roast Wake Up America. And finally, the best-tasting Dark Roast Tip of the Spear, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your coffee now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
We've been living in a free society for so long.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
So we've been living in freedom so long. It's a paradox. Freedom creates decadence. You know, hard times make strong men. Strong men make good times. Good times make weak men. Weak men make bad times. That the general public, men and women, are not ready for what's going down and what's happening. The deep state 100% did a stand down. They 100% tried to kill Trump. They're 100% even more desperate now Who knows what's happened to Biden? We're in the middle of a live coup. And I'm in the center of the attack, so I'm not happy about this. I want stability and prosperity. And we can go to our jobs and go to church and go to work and go play golf and do all this. That's all out the door, folks, because we got so focused on the golf and so focused on the movies and so focused on our buddies and bass fishing. And I get it. It's great. Believe me, I'm as good at screwing around as anybody. I'm not judging anybody that wants to go, you know, eat chicken fried steaks and drink a 12-pack of beer. Or spend a whole week on some hunting lodge and just sit around and, you know, play cards and shoot deer. But while we were doing that, the evil people took over. And so the situation we're in is so dire. Good news is I talked to the high-level Trump people. They're dialed in, so I feel good about that. They got a plan. But I just want the public to know, you better get your shit together right now. Because we are in a world of hurt. And people getting all celebratory. I've got the established publications, Atlantic Monthly, New York Times, Financial Times, just the three I saw. Oh, Trump's overconfident. We're going to get him. They got major tricks up their sleeves. So if you think we're out of the woods, just as we had this big victory, we're in halftime right now. And yeah, we're 7 points ahead. We're ahead. Oh, great. We're ahead. Great. Wonderful. So if you don't think we've got a whole nother half a football game to play here, you're a dumbass. And that's all I'm trying to say is the other team is going to play dirty, and they own the referees. So we got to play harder. We got to decide we're not going to get beat. We got to go out there, eye of the tiger, and beat their ass politically in the information war. They got false flags ready. They got race war ready. They got it all ready. They got their assassin teams ready. I mean, I've had to literally just get ready myself because I'm not stupid. I'm able to make a lot of predictions. And I'm sitting there talking to the White House advisors on Trump's security. They're like, how's your security? You know, they're coming after you, right? I'm like, I don't need you to tell me that. Yeah, I know that, okay? So this is game time, people. This isn't a game. This isn't watching a TV show on HBO. This is the real world. This isn't some drama. It's not some theater production. This is the real world. Trump's 104 days out, 105 days out. 79 days after that. I'm going to stop ranting. I'm going to go to your calls. I appreciate everybody holding. We're seeing on the order they received here. Let's talk to who's up first here on the list. Who's holding the longest? All right, we're going to talk to folks in Massachusetts. We'll talk to Michael in Boston. You're on the air. Go ahead, Michael. You're a military Marine sniper. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for letting me on your show. I pray for you every day because I can only imagine the amount of pressure you're under.
But thank you for the prayer, Michael. Believe me, thank you, sir. I need that. Thank you.
We spoke the day the bridge collapsed. I'm also a Union Iron worker. I called in and I was getting into how big a project it was going to be and how long it was going to be
down for
and this and that. Yeah, well, as a former Marine sniper, there are just so many things that bother me about this, but I'll make it quick because I know there's other callers. The top three is, one, the open window. I didn't even know about that until yesterday when you spoke on it on your show. I didn't know there was an open window of, you know, X amount of feet away. I mean, that kind of falls in line with, you know, the side the shot came from so they can, you know, they have the deniability that it was the kid. The second thing is the water tower. I'm hearing things about, I think it was Greg Reese saying that there was a shadow that stood up and there was
it's not just a shadow because they say, the shadow form. Shadows form. They don't pop right up. It's a man.
Yeah, something makes a shadow. An object creates a shadow, right?
Exactly.
So number two is that, yeah, that with the flash of either the flash or it was the reflection of the sun on the scope, whatever. That number two, I don't know if there's any footage available because I haven't been able to find anything on that. But here's the third one. You remember how Trump supporters were filming the kid? They're like, there's a guy on the roof, and you see cell phone footage of him, you know, low crawling up the roof. Remember that?
Yeah, right, 2020. They now admit 26 minutes they sat there and let him do that. I mean, come on.
Right, but here's the thing. This just came to me yesterday morning. They were filming him, right, on the roof, at least low crawling with his weapon. All right, so are you going to tell me those were Trump supporters? Why would they have stopped filming? How come? What I'm starting to think, what I'm getting at is I don't even know if the kid ever even got any shots off. I think it was someone else, and they just shot him dead. Because why would those people have stopped? Are you telling me the Trump supporters would have stopped filming? We don't have any footage of the kid firing off any rounds. Why would they have all stopped filming? I mean, that just doesn't make sense to me, right?
The whole thing's a no press conference.
Yeah, and they've had the weapon the whole time, so they can come out and say anything they want. Oh, yeah, he fired shots. There's carbon in there. They can, if, even if he didn't, they can fire a few rounds out of it and go, here, see, it was freshly fired. You know what I mean? They're controlling the narrative.
I agree, and the fact that they tried to kill Trump, he's so popular. Well, now he's even more popular. What are they going to do? It's not a hard deduction. They're going to try to kill him again.
Yeah. Oh, dude, I'm so like, I had to add Elon Musk to my prayer list because I pray. We talked about it before several times a day, and I'm a little older than you, Alex. I'm 60, and this what's going on right now to my country is rocking me to my core. So with all you're into, I don't even know how you're holding up, brother, man, but you are in my prayers every day.
I'm only holding up because of you, brother. Thank you so much.
No, we love you, man.
I love you, too. I need the prayers. I can't get into it, but it's because I'm not that important. At the end of the day, they want to mess with me to get me to focus on myself instead of them, but yeah, it's bad. I can't imagine what Trump's under, his whole family. It's just these cowards. They're scum. They're total filth, but just like Trump, we're going to keep attacking back. We're going to push through. We're going to win, and they can feel it. We are winning. Make no mistake. Right now, I'm getting chills right now. We are winning. We are winning, but it doesn't mean this thing's in the bag. All right, let's go to Baltimore, Maryland, and talk to Joe, military, Marine, Afghanistan. What's your view on this, sir?
All right, good afternoon. All right.
Yes, sir, go ahead.
This is a 100% setup. So a couple years ago, there was a guy on your show. You went to some rally, and there was a communist who started shoving you. And I was in the Marines with that guy. He got kicked out because he was a communist. He made it all the way through boot camp, all the way through infantry training, went to an infantry unit, and then he was making detailed plans of the base and giving details to somebody, and they caught him and arrested him and kicked him out. And then when I got out in 2013, I thought you were crazy. And then I saw that guy on the show shoving you, and I tried to call. I didn't make it, so I just let it go. But I need.
Are you talking about when the communists attacked me in Cleveland?
Yeah, that's probably what it is. I think it was Cleveland. Yeah, I used to call him Elephant Ears because he was a weirdo, and everybody made fun of him because he was a weirdo. And it turned out he was a communist. Made perfect sense. So I need everybody to understand, if there are people willing to go through Marine Corps boot camp, which is living hell on earth, okay, and then go through the infantry training and make it all the way to a fleet unit, okay, this takes months, even over a year. This guy was in for over a year, okay? So my thing is, anybody who thinks that this is just a coincidence, no. There are people, and this guy was, he was an idiot. He was no intelligent guy. But let's just say this. Take the psychopaths that have more intelligence and the ability to put all the pieces together. It's real, people. You need to wake up. The people who want us gone are willing to go through boot camp, go through infantry training, and live amongst you. So there are people amongst you who are taking detailed plans of our society.
And there are millions of military-aged men led in the last 3.5 years.
Exactly. And everybody needs to know this, that if you're a citizen, you better know now that all the fun times and all the Friday night parties and all the cheap gas, yeah, guess what, millennials? Yeah, they shorted us, and they tried to kill our president. And it's not about, oh, you know, they just don't like Trump. No. You want to talk about taking
the wind
out of a jet.
They don't like us.
They don't like us. They and I told people this in 2013. When Maryland changed the gun law, and they were trying to say they were going to take away AR-15s, whatever, and they made it easier to buy those over the counter, right? But to me, I said, this doesn't make any sense. And I started telling everybody I could that there's something wrong. The government is lying. And I know from my own eyes that the war in Afghanistan, hey, well, how many of my friends are dead from heroin? Oh, how many are dead from Oxycontin? Oh, all my whole generation got taken out on drugs. And guess what? All the people that are on drugs, they're mind numbing everybody through TV, through music, through celebrity stuff.
No, I agree. We're going to jump to the caller. So what do you think comes next, Joe?
I think that they are going to push something else, and the next time they're gonna start trying to kill everybody. I mean,
well, look, I'll tell you the next move. They're going to false flag and blow up minority events and blame it on Trump. God bless you. Thanks for the call. That's their next move, folks. And I don't like making these predictions. All the arrows point there. It's not hard. It's not hard. How did I predict Biden would step down on the 2021st? I said about 2 weeks. I could see the lines. It's done. He might be dead. We don't know. The globalists already have their coup. We're trying to struggle to get the country back, and they're trying to stop us. David, Indiana, military army on Trump shooting. Go ahead. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for letting me call in.
Yes, sir.
I appreciate everything that you do. So a couple quick points real fast. Number one, when I was in the military, we learned how to set up a perimeter. So trying to protect an asset, not too hard. You got to think like the threat, right? So look at areas that you would be engaging if you were to, you know, flip roles. So that, and then counter snipers, they're not there just to react to a threat. They're actually there to think like a threat and then act beforehand. So when you have these snipers that are just in one location, next to and slightly behind Trump, I absolutely think that this was an inside thing. That's the only thing that makes sense, really, at this point. Number two, the caliber of a weapon being used, whether it was the fella on the rooftop or if it was a second or third shooter, if it's suppressed, for instance, like a 300 blackout round that's subsonic suppressed, you could barely hear that when you're standing next to it. So when you have these people out there doing all these analysis of the sound of the bang of the gunshots going off, I mean, there's a lot of variables that play into that. And then number three, continued threat on Trump. Obviously, they're going to continue to try to take Trump out by any means necessary, which I also believe that would lead to them trying to take out Kamala Harris. Pray that that doesn't happen. Pray that it doesn't happen to Trump.
Well, I haven't covered that yet, but I totally agree. Because, again, I know how to follow the enemy transmissions. They are, while they put her forward, all the big politicos have their surrogates supporting her, but they're holding back, and then they're starting the demonization of her. Who do you think they're going to try to insert?
I could see Hillary, and that's probably like choice number one, two, and three. Hillary, and then Hillary.
Yep. And you saw the articles promoting her the last 48 hours, right?
Absolutely. Oh yeah, they've been talking about why Hillary is needed more now than ever, and all this. Yeah, absolutely. They're just trying to promote that, get her.
Yeah, yeah, folks. None of these people are on their own. Like when I do a show, I think this. Other conservative shows, they're not getting orders, but liberals, they follow. That's one of their strengths, actually, is they are following orders. Like every Democrat elector, every Democrat precinct in the U.S. endorsed her unanimously. That shows cult-like control. And so the fact that those groups promoting Hillary means they're going to try her doesn't mean she's going to get it, but they're definitely trying her.
Yeah, absolutely agree. I appreciate all that you do, but those were the points I wanted to make.
God bless you, brother. Thanks for calling. Let's keep going with these calls quickly. Woody is law enforcement on the Trump shooting. Woody, thanks for calling. And from Washington, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. How you doing today?
In the middle of the battle for the Republic, brother, we're here. We stayed on air till this point. It's only God.
Well, I just want to tell you that I'm from Chicago, and I was on a security detail in Chicago many years ago when Harold Washington was running for re-election. And they put him in hostile territory, and they had very little security for him. And I was part of that detail, and I was thinking I'm one of two people that's got to keep an eye on approximately 300 people, and not many of those 300 people liked him. And fortunately, it worked out where nothing happened, but this is the MO, whether you're running for president or governor or senator or mayor or whatever it is, if you're fighting the establishment power base, the first thing you've really got to be in charge of yourself is your security. And Trump put way too much faith in the Secret Service. He should have known better. The people around him should have known better. He should have had people watching the Secret Service and letting him know what's going on. And, you know, these people that are in the Secret Service, they're compartmentalized. They're not people that are going to lay down their lives for someone that maybe they don't even politically agree with. So, you know, Trump's in big danger. I think your analysis about poisoning next is very, very, very real. Maybe even a TWA 800 missile to take down his plane. So we're in that era now of political assassinations, and the Civil War scenario looks like it's going to play out if they succeed in doing this. And all Americans need to really wake up, smell the coffee, and realize we have had a hostile takeover of all of our institutions and our government.
Absolutely. I've had families say, hey, why don't we go to Nashville next month and see a music? And I'm like, we're not doing that. And they're like, well, you don't want to live in fear. And I'm like, I'm not living in fear. We're in a war. I mean, it's going down. People better get, but don't worry. They'll get it once it goes over the edge. Cause you, imagine if they killed Trump. They were going to then trigger false flags among conservatives, and we'd be over the edge right now. And look, evil's not all powerful, folks. We can stop this, but every church, every citizen, every person better be realizing we are in the danger zone right now.
And remember, too, they took out a sitting president once before, JFK, so they could let him get in and take him out once he's in.
Well, that's right. And the Secret Service is, look, the average Secret Service agent's a nice person. But going back to history, it's always the Praetorian Guard that takes out Caesar. It's always his guards. It's always his best buddies. And anybody knows in a third world country, the number one threat is the security service. Why don't they just try to take over? So that's a real blind spot in a free society. And so we have to be fully aware of that and realize that the Secret Service real job is getting rid of presidents for the deep state historically.
Well, I think they were hoping to succeed in getting Trump, and then they were probably going to take out probably either Biden or Harris in retaliation and get the Civil War going. But since that didn't work, now they're switching to Plan B, which may be another way. But in either case, President Trump would be wise to have some very trustworthy people around him watching everything the Secret Service does.
show. The missing link, the weak link, the chink in the armor is InfoWarsStore.com. The good news is 2 years ago, I learned who we were getting most of our supplement raw materials from when I wanted a better deal on turmeric. Because we have a 95% cumin oil, and I said, well, what's the company that sells that to the company that makes it? And we found out, and I called the company he had 2 years ago. And they said, yeah, we're making like half the ingredients for your products. We don't want to be put on the air. We're listeners. The owner, I talked to the owner. But we will private label all of this. And you can sell it at even a lower price to everybody at InfoWarsStore.com. And I never really promoted it. But more than a dozen products are there. They're amazing. Turmeric, ashwagandha, pain relief, it's all there. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get the InfoWars MD line, because our products that we buy in warehouse are almost sold out. But this group that we drop ship from has massive supplies. So when the InfoWars, gee, that's Achilles' heel of the bad guys. They thought, oh, cut all our production off, don't reorder products, kill all our sponsors. But, we had this. So InfoWars MD, which is amazing products, the Joint Relief Max, the Prostate Support, the Ashwagandha Gummies, the Nerve Renew, these are amazing products. Go get those as just a donation. Plus, you'll love them. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWars MD. Got great collagen, Mushroom Max, Better Mood, Turmeric 95, that's the same as Bodies, Libido RX, CBDC Full Spectrum, it goes on and on. All at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. The Super Greens, it's all there. InfoWars MD, InfoWars MD, and we need to be in the black to be able to stay on the air. And it'd take an hour to describe it. I'm not going to go through it all. Plus, it gives away strategy. Just support us. Pray for us. Spread the word. Share the articles. You name it. But go to InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWars MD today. Separately, our great sponsor outside of InfoWars, with all the NanoSilver products and all the other great supplements, DrJonesNaturals.com. That's my dad's company. A couple years ago, he said, they're going to shut you down. I'm going to go set up a warehouse. And with all our products, he helped develop them. Next Level Foundational Energy, the Super Blue, Non-Fluoride, Nano Silver, Iodine, Peppermint, and Tea Tree Oil Toothpaste. It's all there at drjonesnaturals.com. I cannot fight a war against the New World Order without funding. They lied and said I had $400 million in the bank all over. New York Times a month ago said, well, it came out in court, Jones really has nothing. Because I don't care about the money until I need it to stay on air. I got a nice house, a nice car, a small swimming pool and a hot tub. I got plenty of food to eat. I don't care. And they had to admit, Jones has meager assets. Kids, joke's on you, dumbasses. But they knew I never had that. They already knew all that. It's funny. But it's not funny when we get to the red line and don't have fuel. So I'm driving 100 miles an hour with almost no money in the operation. I need to go to drjonesnaturals.com. At the key junction of Alpha Republic now, I thank you for your support. Thank you for past support, but I want to challenge those who are on the fence. What are you waiting for? DrJonesNaturals.com and InfoWarsStore.com. Please pray for InfoWars. Please pray for the crew. And I'm so thankful to the crew. They're doing such a great job. I'm so thankful to Owen and to Chase and to all the rest of the crew and to Rob Duver here with me right now. We were one family together, black, white, old, young, you name it, in the fight for liberty against the New World Order. Thank you so much for your past support. I humbly ask for your support now. If you go to InfoWarsStore.com, where the big save InfoWars sale is going with X2 and X3 and DNA Force Plus, Nitric Boost, all these other incredible game-changing products. Also, the great line, a dozen products under InfoWars MD, private labeled from a top manufacturer in the country. They said, hey, we'll let you have our whole line, and then we'll ship it for you. We'll do it all. It's all drop ship. All our products are selling out. We're out of money. Like, but because of InfoWars MD, they have basically unlimited for us, so that now when you buy InfoWars MD, you're getting great, excellent, amazing products that are across the board for your supplement needs, and they then keep us on the air. InfoWars MD.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it.
And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, the sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
So the Secret Service did not know that the gunman actually had a weapon before President Trump was allowed to get up on the stage?
To the best of our knowledge and the facts that we have at this point, that is correct.
So can you answer this question, which I think is on the mind of most Americans thinking about this? How can a 20-year-old with his father's AR-15 assault weapon climb onto a roof with a direct 150-yard line of sight to the speaker's podium without the Secret Service or local police stopping him?
So again, sir, I will say we are 9 days out from this event, and I would like to know those answers as well, which is why we are going through these investigations to be able to determine that fully.
And Mayorkas has appointed a bunch of Trump haters to a January 6th style committee. But they screwed up bad, folks. I don't want to overplay how much we're winning, but we, in any fight when somebody attacks you, and they attacked you, so you get a few punches in and you knock them down, politically, you got to go ahead and stomp the ribs. You got to go ahead and kick them in the face. You got to go ahead and win the fight, because they're a big, mean hombre. Yeah, we got them down. We just knocked the shit out of them. They're getting back up. You don't hesitate at this point. Politically, you savage their ass. Trump comes out, inside job, exposes it, flamethrows the whole operation. And Trump's close to doing it. And then we win. But if he keeps sitting back and he's starting to move on this, he's in a bad position. My God, Trump, you got shot in the head. 2 millimeters over, you'd have been dead. That bullet would have fragmented into your skull. Bye-bye. Or you'd at least been a vegetable. Gloves are off. And I know the position I'm in. I know they're coming for me. So when I see them trying to kill Trump, they're trying to kill me. I'm going to explain this again. I don't do this stuff out of courage. I love God, and I hate evil people. So I would do it anyways if I was going to lose, because God's watching. But I'm selfish, folks, and I hate to lose. And I know I'm the target. You're the target. Like Trump says, they're not trying to get me. They're going to get me through me to get to you. That is the truest thing he's ever said. He's got to come out and say they tried to kill me to get to you. So when they tried to kill Trump, man, I was like, I mean, I had a, I want to call it a breakdown. People saw me on air and they're like, what's wrong with Alex? I mean, we're go hour, folks. We're in the war now. I mean, that was me gearing up mentally for this going down and literally preparing to die and saying, I commit. And I already made the decision, but it was still very physical, because I don't make these predictions out of nowhere. And I told the crew, I said, I'm next. And again, crew's like, well, don't make, my earpiece popped out. The crew's like, well, don't make those predictions. This ain't Oprah Winfrey secret crap. It's not like I'm saying abracadabra. And then that earpiece today has been weird. It's like a shorter cord. It keeps popping out. It's driving me freaking crazy. Oh, my God. Oh, God, I'm so sick of it all. We have such scum running things. You look at Biden and these lawyers and all this trash, and I got loaded phone lines, Steve and Austin and everybody else we're going to go to in order quickly when we come back, and Brett's actually right after Steve. A lot of stations don't carry this first five. And during the break, we guys run in here and linked on the cord on my earpiece. It's like this long today, and it's been popped out 15 times. It's driving me crazy. I'm not bitching, I can do it myself during a woman break. It's fine. I'll handle it. I'll fix it. So I've just got trillions of data points coming in, and I know the enemy's desperate, and I know we're in a war. And if I can just get people to admit they're in a war, we've got a really good chance of beating these people. And there's nothing more frustrating than politically, we're one big giant. We have to all work together. We just beat the enemy. We just knocked them down. But the enemy's getting back up. And I'm like, hit, attack, go after him. They're like, oh, we just won. They tried to kill Trump. Oh, yeah. No, we just won one round. We got more rounds to go, ladies and gentlemen. More rounds to go straight ahead. All right, your calls in 60 seconds. Infowars.com/show. Follow me on X with Alex Jones. We'll be right back.
I do want to tell you about Infowars MD. Discover the newest line of supplements from Infowars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfowarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulas cater to diverse needs. We have ageless vitality collagen, superfood greens, mushroom max, turmeric 95, better mood plus, libido RX, CBD, full spectrum 10 and 25 milligram gummies, as well as so much more. The premium InfoWars Life line. It's InfoWars MD, and it's available now 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. I suggest the collagen, and just search it yourself. I'm not going to make any medical claims here, but search the importance of collagen in the aging process and see why taking collagen as a supplement can be perhaps the most powerful thing you do to reverse the signs of aging.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
We now take you live
from deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right. We have so many dozens of clips from Cheadle's horrible testimony that's still ongoing. And I want to go back to your calls. But the crew did a great job on the RNC last Thursday. They put up like 50 clips, got like 30 million views. They kicked ass. We need to be putting all these Cheadle clips out. Cheadle just came out and said if Trump was killed, she still wouldn't have resigned. That's the arrogance of these bureaucrats, and I can't wait till we take the country back, and she needs to be investigated and charged and thrown under the prison. Disgusting. Here is Secret Service chief says she would not have resigned if Trump had been killed. The full video's on InfoWars.com. Share it from there. Here she is.
If Trump had been assassinated that day, if the gunman had succeeded, okay, would you have come and tendered your resignation?
I would still be sitting here because I would want to ensure the integrity of the investigation.
But would you have had the honor to come in front of the committee and say, a former president was assassinated on my watch, there should be new leadership?
I think that I have admitted that there was...
No, that's what I'm asking. Would you have tendered your resignation if he had been killed?
That occurred on my watch, and I am accountable for that.
Okay, but would you have tendered your resignation if he had been killed?
I think that I've admitted that I've taken accountability and will take responsibility.
Well.
Wow, even Democrats are turning against that pig. By the way, the crew told me they are posting it all. Great job, crew. This crew is kicking ass. I got like 50 other clips. I mean, these are insane. Secret Service Director refuses to say Crooks was lone gunman. And we'll go right back to your calls. Let's play clip S. So many clips we got. We're almost out of the alphabet here. Here she is. Wow.
Your agency has a no-fail mission, and on Saturday, July 13th, your agency spectacularly failed. The failure resulted in the death of Corey Comprador and serious injury to two other rally attendees, David Dutch and James Copenhaver, besides the injuries to President Trump. It is unfathomable that a 20-year-old on the radar of Secret Service and local law enforcement before President Trump went on stage was able to climb onto the roof of a building with a rifle and fire off multiple rounds before he was neutralized. Was Mr. Crooks acting alone?
Again, I would have to refer you to the FBI's investigation.
Was he just a lone gunman?
I would have to refer you to the FBI's investigation for motive.
We don't know about the water tower, but all the acoustics and all the experts I talked to on and off air say shooter in the window right below him, totally staged. I'll go to your calls, but first, one more clip. I just can't help myself. This is Cheadle saying that they did not think it was bad that he had a rangefinder. Here it is.
Did he have a rangefinder? There were some reports that the individual had a rangefinder. That would certainly raise my suspicion. Did he have a rangefinder?
Yes, he did. But may I explain that at a number of our sites, especially when you're at outdoor venues, a rangefinder is not a prohibited item. It is sometimes an item that is brought in by individuals if you're going to be in the back.
Did anybody confront him on that? Anybody ask him questions? What are you doing with the rangefinder? Anybody confront him on his presence where he was in proximity to the president?
So again, to my knowledge, I believe that that was the process that was taking place, was to locate the individual.
Did they confront him? Did they go up to him? Did they talk to him?
I do not have those details at this time.
Those are important details.
These people are our enemies. All right, thanks for holding. I'm going to try to get to everybody ahead of our special guest coming up, Robert J. O'Neill, one of the most famous military operatives in history. We'll take these calls in order they're received. Let's talk to Steve in Arizona, then Brett in Oklahoma. Steve in Arizona, military on Trump shooting. Give us your view.
Well, part of it's on Trump shooting. He's obviously, it was a setup. And then what I predict is this next following week is the Olympics. So I have no doubt that the globalists and the G20 and all of them have something staged for the Olympics.
Give us your,
what are your thoughts?
Give us your take. No, I agree they want to change the story about one story with another, like Biden stepping down. They are so desperate in their own documents to change the story. I didn't even think of the Olympics. What do you think is going to happen? Why do you think that?
Well, all of it points towards that meeting that Trump had with Orban and the fact that they have sleepers in Europe right now waiting for these Olympic Games to distract, obviously, the public and to push us further into a conflict with Russia, even though we might know it's a militant group or an Islamic extremist. They're going to point all directions towards Putin.
I agree with you that they've been trying to accelerate World War III as their distraction. They've moved long-range missiles and medium-range missiles into Europe. That's something we should be thinking about. We should also think about drone attacks on Trump. Not just poisoning, not just new shooters, not just truck bombs, but that as well. Anything else?
Yeah, I just wanted to say a prayer for you because I have the anointing, and I just wanted to pray for you and Trump on air if I could.
Please.
All right. Lord, we just come to you today, and we just give you thanks. We know that your spirit, Jesus, is on us. It's on Donald. It's on this country, and it's on Alex Jones. We just pray for your blessings, your anointing, and your hand to be upon us, to help us through this difficult time, and to point us towards your victory, Jesus of Nazareth. And we say this in your name. Amen.
I accept that prayer, brother. Thank you so much. I just don't think real listeners, a lot of you get it, but some don't. We're all in grave danger. Grave danger. If the general public was just more serious, they would understand this and they'd realize their power. But a lot of people are somewhat awake, but they think cowering is going to protect you. Zapata, and many people said this, but he's the most famous Mexican revolutionary, said it's better to die on your feet than live on your knees. But in my experience, you die on your knees. I'm going to live on my feet. In fact, that's an Alex Jones quote. I refuse to die on my knees. I'm going to live and fight and win on my feet. Everybody knows, where do you live? On your feet. So I say to America, on your feet. We're already staring down the barrel of eternity. Why not be on God's side? That's the sure bet. Brett in Oklahoma, you're on the air. Police on Trump attempted assassination. Go ahead and give us your take.
Yeah, I'm a 17-year cop, and here's what I think. I can't believe that the first cop who ran into Thomas Crooks with a rangefinder didn't consider that enough probable cause to hold him right then and there. So I'm asking myself, who did that cop talk to after he stopped Thomas Crooks?
Exactly. Explain to people that don't know. He gets on the radio. He says, I got to go with the rangefinder. Who is in charge saying let him go?
Yeah, exactly. You know, there's some sergeant or a chief of police or somebody in Secret Service that told him, hey, let him go. He's not a threat. So we need to find out what that timeline was, who he spoke to. And I think it's very important that these people go on the record, whether it's a videotape depositions or sworn statements. They need to do this not only for posterity and for the investigation, because we know a cover-up is in place ongoing right now, but they need to do that for their own safety. Because if you read what happened after JFK was assassinated, Greg Roberts wrote a book called JFK, The Dead Witnesses. All those people just started having car accidents and heart attacks and strokes.
By the way, I love Colonel Craig Roberts. I haven't interviewed him in 10 years. We need to get him. I hope he's still alive. I read his book. He also read, he wrote the sniper book.
Yeah, yeah.
Kill Shot.
So, that, exactly. Great books, both of them. So, and then there's another point I'd like to make, which is somebody needs to be out there investigating this cover up and investigation right now. So that we know that the cover-up has taken place right now. So
well, that's what I told Trump. I'm going to leave it at that. I told Trump days ago, his people is right next to him. I said, you have got to do your own investigation. You've got to say this is obvious. That's a political issue right there. Instead, they're going to try to make this just go away. Trump's got to make the centerpiece.
Exactly. And one way that you can do that is you get in touch with all the people that were firsthand witnesses, get their statements right now, and as this cover-up starts to take place, you then investigate it as a RICO-type case for the cover-up, for destroying evidence and a conspiracy, which it is, got to be. Nobody's this incompetent. And when people start facing prison terms, then you might have a chance at getting at the truth. But to think that we're going to get some sort of truth out of this current administration and what's happening right now, no, we're going to get a Warren report. We're going to get
and Mayorkas is right here. Here it is. Mayorkas appoints Trump hater to independent review panel of Trump assassination. This isn't ancient history. If they wanted to kill him because he's so popular, now he's more popular, what are they going to do? Try to kill him again.
Exactly. It's not rocket science.
Well, brother, what do you think we should do?
Well, you know, it's be all of the above. You gotta get involved. You have to be engaged with your reps and your senators. You need to let them know that you're aware, you're awake. People need to support the InfoWar. They need to support you. And just a quick plug, some of my favorite products, X2 is incredible. One drop a day in my coffee. I've been taking it about 3 weeks, and I swear my IQ has gone up by 10, 15 points. It's just incredible. Rebel Zen CBD, 3,000 milligram. That stuff is amazing. I can sleep. I'm off some of my stuff that I was taking for sleep. Just incredible products. Don't sit on the fence anymore, folks. Get involved, get engaged before it's too late.
God bless you, Brett. But that's really what this comes down to, is we're living in the middle of history right now. And I see the Republicans celebrating Trump's survival. And that's great, but man, they're about to hit us again. And we're going to wake up tomorrow, next week, with a big false flag. And I'm not going to be like, yay, I'll wake up at 3 a.m. I got up at 3 a.m. this morning. I went to bed like 10 o'clock last night. I got up at 3 a.m. and working since then. And I see everything I said coming true. I'm like, yay. No, I'm not like, yay. I want to stop it. I don't tell you this stuff to be proven right. I'm telling you where the enemy trajectory is going, and we don't stop them. All right, let's just rampage through these calls. We got this big guest coming up, but I want to talk to all you amazing callers. Austin in Wisconsin, firearms trainer, trained snipers in the military. What's your view on what happened in Butler, Pennsylvania?
I'll tell you right now, Alex, there's a lot of problems. First off, you're telling me that a Republican-hating 20-something-year-old wearing Republican-supporting companies like Bunker Branding, who is a gun channel, that's a paradox, don't you think, Alex?
Well, you can take one look at him. He's wandering around like a zombie.
Exactly. And you're telling me that when we all heard those shots go off, could you tell me who shot who? Which shots were fired from what rifle? Because I couldn't. They all sounded the exact same. And I've spent a lot of time on a range, Alex. I've worked with a lot of firearms. I've built my own firearms. And it's indistinguishable. The only one you can tell is different is the lazy sniper popping the 338 Lapua and telling you that the job's done there. He just takes it. I don't believe it for a second. And you're telling me that a trained Secret Service sniper didn't notice a blonde 20-year-old sitting up on that building, setting up, getting ready to take those shots? Isn't rules of engagement, the moment that you see an assailant with a weapon, it's your duty to take them out?
26 minutes on the roof. The Secret Service head admits that in testimony to Congress. Again, just like the last cop that called in, a few callers back, you question them all, but the Secret Service and the FBI is running the investigation. Mayorkas that did it, the Fox is running the investigation, so you can't do that.
I don't trust any investigation that the government's running at this point. They do nothing for, you're telling me so that at a rally where our president was at, had less security than three blocks away in Milwaukee where they're checking under cars for bombs?
Well, and they also did, they're now reporting 10 times the security for Zelensky's visit last week. Thanks for the call. All right, up next, in the order they are received, let's talk to Brian in California, military on shooting. Give us your take.
Hey, Alex, how are you? Pleasure to be with you today.
I'm in a war zone here, so, and we all are. Well, I think America should admit. It's a great question. Where am I? I'm in a new world. I was already hit with a bio attack 4 years ago. Poison bio attack shots. Totally open borders. Total world government. I am in a war zone, brother. That's where I am.
So I want to thank you for firing info cannonballs at the deep state 30 plus years. I think we all appreciate that. I have a couple points I want to make real quick so you can get another caller on. One thing that Cheadle hearing is just a setup for the Democrats to take a win. They're all on board. I think, you know, he's going to get fired. Another thing no one's really brought up is what Biden was going to do on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday. He was going to be in Austin in front of LBJ's library. No one's really brought that up, but, you know, it seems like a strange backdrop for him to have on Monday after an assassination attempt.
That'd have been perfect when LBJ killed Kennedy, and I interviewed E. Howard Hunt that ran the attack. It all came out documented. People don't, it's solved, folks. Deathbed confession. Exactly. So LBJ killed Kennedy. They were going to have a little celebration in Texas.
And that's symbolism, you know, how the deep state operates. And then another point, you know, how does a guy with glasses on look through a scope? So I believe he was shot with his glasses on. And it's obvious that he was paraded in front of everyone, though it was just him, right? So I think they allowed all this parading of him being videoed here in this event or whatever, and then just blame it on the incompetence of the Secret Service like they always do. But, you know, they paraded him around. That's no other explanation for all that, just to justify a single shooter, which we know it's not. So, and then what's my other point? Oh, I also want to say about your products. I've been a longtime listener, about as long as you've been on air. And it was 10 years ago. My wife, I watch every day. And my wife's like, why don't you buy his products? You watch all the time. You know, this is, you know, not entertainment, but information that you're getting from him. you're clearly supporting him. Why don't you support him financially? So I've been a product user and supporter for the last 10 years as well.
Did you like? Did you get value from the products?
Oh yeah, your toothpaste is amazing. That's what I started with, and then you know, I've worked into. I pretty much bought everything else, but I'm a consistent toothpaste buyer. And I was so disappointed when the toothpaste went away due to whatever that thing was for a while. The Super Blue.
Yeah, Leticia James, George Soros.
Yeah, and then I went to the charcoal, and I'm actually, you know, it's black, but I brushed my teeth in the shower, and I love it. It soaks up everything on my gums, and so I've been I buy them both now. I kind of trade off, but
well, Ryan, thank you, because if you weren't supporting us, we wouldn't be here. Thank you. All right, we got the big interview coming up on the shooting with a top military expert, but we want to jam a few more calls in here right now. We've got let's talk to Jason in PA real quick, and then to Sean, who was a caller. Is a caller who was at the Butler rally. Already had one Butler caller. Jason, what did you see?
Hello, can you hear me?
I can. Go ahead.
Cool. How's it going?
Good.
So yeah, this was one of my first political rallies, and when I first got there, actually, my cousin used to be a sniper for the Secret Service. And so I was going around, I was looking, just wondering, hey, I wonder where they're posted at. And I assumed it would have been that building. And I noticed there was very little security over there, even about 2 or 3 hours beforehand. And when the shooting started, I knew instantly. I heard the 3 shots, and then the shots that came after, I assumed were coming from multiple different Secret Services. It sounded very obviously on the ground like multiple shots from multiple weapons came after. I know what it's
like.
Well,
that's what the shooter experts are telling me. Where were you at the rally?
I was standing over more towards the right near where the media was set up in the middle, and I was looking actually directly at the speaker that got hit when the first people behind him got shot.
What was it like for you to see Trump get shot?
Well, I'll tell you this. I ran pretty quickly. The chart was up there, and since there were so many people, the footage of him was not playing on the screen. So a lot of people in the back thought he was dead. And as I was running away and leaving, so many people were yelling, like, this is it. They really did it. Everybody get ready. If it would have happened, like, trust me, I was on the ground. The vibe afterwards was very scary. Like, we didn't know what had happened. And everyone was like, oh, my God, like, this is it.
Incredible. You know, we have Robert J. O'Neill coming up, and we had Salente set to host the fourth hour. But I think I'm going to continue on with calls because thank you, Jason. Don't hang up. I want to go back to you. We have Mark, a security officer on the shooting. We have a security worker on the shooting. We have Multipass military on the shooting. You know what? I've got this guest coming up. We've got to do it. Get the names and numbers of these folks, and I will go back to them tomorrow. I will call them back. But I need to go ahead and air the Robert J. O'Neill interview coming up here in a few minutes. Anything else, Jason?
Not really, I guess. Actually, one other thing. I don't know if you touched on this yet. I'm not sure what to make of this. But have you seen the interesting videos? I don't know what to make of it, of the UFOs appearing above Trump literally seconds before. I know that's a wild one. But the video was, I have to admit, I've seen two of them now, and kind of compelling.
Well, UFO just means unidentified flying object. No, I haven't seen those, and I appreciate your call. Yeah. But, I mean, who knows what was going on? All right. We're going to go to break, come back with our special interview with Robert J. O'Neill, SEAL Team 6, on his view of the situation. Then Gerald Celente, the third hour, then Owen Schroyer, the War Room. And we're on X. That's great. We're not being censored. It's wonderful. Real Alex Jones. You can always find us at Infowars.com/show or until they shut us down. And you'll find me wherever I'm at. Find me where I go, because we're so close to being shut down. It's like, it could kill Trump tomorrow. It could kill me tomorrow. But you've got the information. You've got the shows. You've got the archives. Please save everything, because what we say today is not just evergreen. It's ultra green into the future. And go to drjonesnaturals.com and support our sponsor, amazing nanosilver products and more at drjonesnaturals.com. Get the Trump bulletproof shirt now shipping out at infowarsstore.com. Great job, crew. I want to thank you all. We'll be right back with our special guest. Stay with us. Please pray for InfoWars. Please pray for the crew. And I'm so thankful to the crew. They're doing such a great job. I'm so thankful to Owen and to Chase and to all the rest of the crew and Rob Duver here with me right now. We were one family together, black, white, old, young, you name it, in the fight for liberty against the New World Order. Thank you so much for your past support. And I humbly ask for your support now. If you go to InfoWarsStore.com, where the big Save InfoWars sale is going with X2 and X3 and DNA Force Plus, Nitric Boost, and all these other incredible game-changing products. Also, the great line, a dozen products under InfoWars MD, private labeled from a top manufacturer in the country. They said, hey, we'll let you have our whole line, and then we'll ship it for you. We'll do it all. It's all drop ship. All our products are selling out. We're out of money. Like, but because of InfoWars MD, they have basically unlimited for us. So that now when you buy InfoWars MD, you're getting great, excellent, amazing products that are across the board for your supplement needs. And they then keep us on the air. InfoWars MD.
Let me take some brain force and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra, it's now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
You look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library, the most powerful person has water. I'm a well-drilled. So we have actually a pretty sound filtration system, but sure. I recommend to people that can't have the complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
One of the most frustrating things about being awake to the globalist agenda is seeing the general public still asleep. By and large, not aware of the magnitude of the incredible danger they're under, but also the ongoing attacks and the magnitude of the death caused by the lethal injections masquerading as vaccines. It is so frustrating to see people going about their daily lives oblivious. And you realize ignorance is not bliss, it equals death. But people are starting to really understand how serious things are, and that's a hard thing to do, because to wake up to a dystopic reality and realize that we're in the middle of a giant biological weapons war against humanity, and that there's mass sterilization that's already taking place, and they're cutting off all the major energy sources, is really hard to deal with, but it's the reality. Facing it is our only chance to turn this around, because stuff's about to get really, really nasty. InfoWars.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Seals on, and then pilots over the years. But I got to tell you, Robert J. O'Neill is got to be the most famous. He's the number one New York Times bestselling author of the memoir of the operator firing the shots that killed Osama bin Laden and his years as a SEAL team warrior. If I try to read his bio and all of his top commendations, it would take up the 26 minutes we have, because he's got to leave here in a few minutes to get on an airplane. But I got his contact to some friends of mine and reached out to him because I wanted to get his take on what happened now 8-9 days ago in Butler, Pennsylvania, and also get the sense of his community, who are the world-leading experts on sniping and counter-sniping and the rest of it, of what the consensus is. And, of course, we've had some other well-known snipers and experts on as well, and we've gotten their takes on this. So I wanted to get Robert J. O'Neill's take on it. You can find him at robertjoneill.com. You can also find him on X at MC Hoorah, or H-O-O-Y-A-H. So, Robert, thank you so much for taking time out. I'm going to try to just give you the floor here to give us the data dump and kind of, if you can, repeat some of the things that you told me yesterday.
Yeah, well, first of all, thanks for having me, Alex. It's great to be here. Yeah, I've been talking with other snipers, SEAL snipers, Green Berets, Army snipers, Marines, and we're all trying to do the same thing. We're all trying to find out, what was it, incompetence or was someone involved? And we don't, I mean, we don't want it to be anything, but obviously something bad happened. I mean, the first thing is incompetence. They said that the sloped roof was only 150 yards, if that, away, was out of their perimeter, which is nonsense. Because, you know, my first work as a sniper was in 1998, protecting the president of Albania in Albania. And we had a minimum perimeter of 1,000 meters when we were using 400 meter holes on our mil dots. So 150 yards is that's a layup. That's point blank. Even for the worst shooter, I could take someone that's never picked up a weapon with an AR-15 and have him hit in the middle at 100 yards within 5 minutes. And then just the way that he was allowed this kid, this 20-year-old kid, to get in there with a weapon, and people saw him for a long time. They were yelling at law enforcement. There's a kid up there. There's a gun. He's a shooter. How did he get there? Saying, well, he might have stashed a gun in the AC unit. And even looking at the overlay as a sniper, I didn't see a lot of AC units in the building where there was a tactical team station. So how's he getting up there? Who's dropping the ball on this whole thing? You know, that's the first part. It's such an easy shot to take. Are people actually doing the most that they can for this president? Do they just not like him? And they're doing, sorry about that. I'm having stuff go off here. It's just that there's so much there. Inside job, not so much. I hope a lot of people are saying that, former Secret Service agents with whom I've spoken. But, so much stuff is wrong there that, I can't quite put my finger on it per se, but, it's shady shady at best.
What about him being able to fly a drone hours before over that site? What about the woman in with the Secret Service in his direct bubble who can't holster the gun? And then there's video of her minutes later. She still is trying to do it. I mean, this is just beyond bizarre.
Yeah, I mean, I've never had a problem with people putting a gun back in a holster. Obviously, adrenaline's going, but they're also saying that this might not have been the premier team. Like, they were somewhere else and they picked up some desk people or whatever. There was definitely some confusion. I do want to give credit to the people who ran to the sounds of the guns, because they're shooting at President Trump right there for sure. And there are bullets flying, and a bullet doesn't really care who you are, and it only needs to be right one time. But on the way out, they didn't get him off the X very quickly. They didn't. I mean, even as far as you get in trouble for telling the truth, and actually you of all people know that. The truth of the matter here, as far as DEI is, if the president, I don't care if he's wearing lifts or not, is 6'4", then everyone around him needs to be 6'4". If you're shorter, it's just, you can't help it. You just are. You need to protect the principal. They didn't seem like they knew what they were doing, and then they weren't even sure of which sniper took the shot. I did talk to a Marine sniper, a friend of mine, who said he was looking at the tripod of one of the snipers up top, and it looked like it was too high. When he fired, it moved the wrong way. So the way that I would put it is they were taking complacency over comfort, maybe. Just they wanted to be more comfortable, so they would let a couple things go. And again, just with having a tactical team, down to the guy that climbed the roof, they said, and again, we don't even know how much of this is true. They said after reports of a sniper being up on the roof, one of the law enforcement guys climbed up the roof and had a gun pointed at him. So then he turned around and left. That's not what you do. First of all, if you hear there's a shooter on a roof as a tactical guy, if it's your primary or your secondary, you pull out your pistol, you climb the ladder. If there's a threat, if you're potentially going to be engaged, you engage first or re-engage. You certainly don't run away for a number of reasons. One, the former president is on the stage. You don't want him to get shot. And two, I personally don't want to leave someone on the high ground and run away when they're going to have a shot at me. It's like chasing someone with a gun through a forest. They might just stop, turn around and get you. If this guy sees you, decides the gig is up, then he's going to go to the edge and he's going to start taking shots down at you running away. So that's hard to buy. And then another team that took a shot and missed. There's so much shady stuff going on there. And then, I mean, that's just like the first thing you do as a sniper. The first thing that I did on my very first job as like a 21-year-old sniper is you go to where the principal is going to be and then you look around 360. What are the threats? That first slope roof is a major threat. The water tower is a major threat. At the very least, you put someone up there. And even if a tactical team is inside said building with the slope roof, they should send someone up there. It's not a slanted roof is a blatant excuse by the powers that be, by the director of the Secret Service, who should, you know, no longer have a job, but that's never going to happen.
And by the way, what's that grade look like, Robert? Like 5% or something too? I mean, it's a joke.
There were videos going online of cows on roofs like that on barns. It's ridiculous. It's an excuse that a lot of Democrats use, assuming most of the people aren't paying attention. They'll just take their word for it and get on with it. That's what it's got to be. But like I said, every tactical guy with whom I've spoken, one of the most recent snipers is my nephew Keegan, who graduated Army Sniper School a couple years ago. And he was saying the exact same stuff that I was saying in my 17 years as a SEAL sniper. And again, these guys, me, the snipers, we're not Democrats or Republicans. We're Americans trying to get to the bottom of this. And I'm wrestling with inside job plan. They weren't doing enough or just incompetence. The incompetence bothers me because everyone should be fired there. And then that begs the question, who was hired for certain positions and why? I mean, is it as far as the Secret Service didn't have their A team there or that team didn't brief up the local cops? Because, I mean, if I'm a local cop not used to doing presidential details, I might catch myself slipping and just listening to the president. Doesn't matter which one talk because it's kind of cool to be here. But this ball was majorly, and I don't think anyone's been fired yet. I mean, we lost a great patriot there who, you know, I'm a father of daughters. He jumped on his daughters and took a bullet into the head. He was there to see the president and make friends, and he died for this cause because of whatever reason it was that shooter got up there. Then we got to get into, was there another shooter as well?
Speak to that, because I've talked on air and off air to a lot of other, you know, well-known, respected top snipers. In fact, one of the guys has the longest shot on record. And he said that as soon as he saw images instantly, because he was watching it live, and as soon as he saw nobody on the water tower, nobody on the roof, 450 feet away, he said that it was just blatant. It was like a joke that's the place you've got your people. That's the high ground. That's where they can surveil everything, and that's where shooters would try to go.
Well, yeah, maybe on the tower, but if you've got a professional sniper, I'd be looking. I haven't been to the site yet. I've seen the imagery we've all seen, but I'd be looking for alleyways out to maybe 600 meters. Where can someone drive up at the right time, take a shot, and drive away? And that's what a professional would do. And I hope that didn't happen. I don't want it to have happened. The water tower, there's really no out. You need to have someone helping you get off of there, and people will see that, I hope. I mean, they saw the kid on the roof. But why were there 8 shots taken? Why was the crowd hit 3 times? 2 people critically wounded and then a fatality. Who gets 8 shots off when there should be snipers looking at a place where they said that the locals are saying there's somebody up there? Like the people that had like 5 beers in them with a cell phone are saying, look, there's a guy up there. So I'm wondering if there is another spot. I'd love to look and see. Like I said, I'm only speculating, but the 8 shots getting taken. And then there's the acoustics that some engineers have been listening to from the microphone from where President Trump was speaking. They're just saying they're not quite the same. Would that be a shot from another potential assassin or from the tactical team that missed, or was another shot taken? Again, I wish I was an expert in that. I'm only looking at it from, you know, 30,000 feet here, but,
well, I'll say this. I'm not, because I don't know all the Coriolis and wind. I'm not good at all that stuff, but I've grown up in Texas shooting shotguns when I was 4 years old. And this is on camera. I mean, maybe shot video of it. I've 2 or 3 shots I can hone in and shoot a Coke can at 700 yards. And you see it explode, and I've shot mountain goats at 800 yards, 1,000 yards. So I just can't understand how, you know, I mean, reportedly this guy did a lot of marksman practicing and all this. It's a blessing. I mean, I think the hand of God was there that Trump was not killed.
Oh, something was there. I mean, him turning his head, if that's the hand of God, which, you know, it probably was, him turning his head saved his life. But also, I mean, if that's what says that's probably just the one shooter is a professional sniper is not going to give him that much time. It's going to be, should be center mass. And I don't want to really get into where you aim. But it's not necessarily the side, but that was the angle he had. But I mean, just what's, is it all top cover? You know, that, that kid was in a BlackRock commercial and maybe they don't like Trump and they scrub his social media. And they're like, what was that excuse? They couldn't get into his phone. It's like, well, the kid's right there. Why don't you use his fingerprints to get into his phone? And then they scrub it. We don't know what he said. Is it, you know, like I said at the beginning, maybe they're just not quite doing as much as they should because they don't really care if it's Trump, but it's just, this is really shady. And unlike, you know, in Dallas when President Kennedy was killed, there's a lot of phones everywhere. More people are watching. It's like everyone I said, no one says, yeah, clean break, one shooter, game over, which is what they wanted, whoever they is. But it's, there's a lot of top cover, a lot of, seems to me like a lot of cover up. And I don't like saying that. I would much rather it just be, factual and simple, but you know better than anyone else, it's not always the case.
Well, pulling back from this, Jack Posobiec's a great source. He talked directly to federal agents that are in the investigation on the ground. They said they found not totally professional, but way above amateur explosives in the car and at his house that they believe he had to have help making. Then he had these foreign digital accounts and, you know, all sorts of other things. He flew a drone over 2 hours before, but then you see the video of him wandering around like a lost puppy beneath where he reportedly later got up on the roof and shot. And I've been to quite a few presidential events going back 30 years being on air. And even when the Secret Service knows you and you're in an area, they still check your badge. When you go in to see Trump, you know, they still say, let me see your cell phone, stuff like that, make sure it's not a gun. Hey, Alex, we know you're not a bad guy, but we're still going to have to check you. And so if I get checked, and everybody knows who I am, who is this guy just wandering around? I don't get it.
Yeah, flying the drone, too, when the Secret Service has zero, and those are the cheapest ways to get overhead imagery. So he's doing that first. That's a red flag. He had a golf rangefinder. That should be another flag. And just wandering around the way that he was. I've heard that some of the gates were just zip-tied shut, which is obviously very easy to cut. They didn't talk to any of the neighbors. It just seemed, again, incompetence or just lackadaisical. The drone thing is incredible. Even though they're everywhere, why are you allowed to fly a drone there? I mean, when all this adds up, even before the president gets there, the lead detail or even a dude on the detail, one of the women on the detail says, hey, we got to hold fast for about 10, 20 minutes before we get to the bottom of all this. And then you can re-clear it. I mean, it's not hard to re-clear, especially with counter snipers. They can get glass on everything. And counter snipers are snipers who have been through the schools and the training where you can spot other snipers. That's their whole job. That's why it's a counter sniper. I'd love to know who is in charge of not just the sniping detail, but also the entire detail and what he or she says, because we're really not getting a lot of answers. Am I wrong?
You're absolutely right. Well, the consensus I've gotten is it goes from criminal, basically deliberate negligence by Mayorkas and this director under him of the Secret Service refusing Trump even one-tenth of what he needs, treating him like he's just a former president. We know Robert Kennedy Jr., they won't give him one a Secret Service agent. So by default, you do this, you're going to open the door. But then you add in, where are the press conferences like you normally would have it with any big crime or big event? You would have press conferences that day, the next day. You would have updates. We'd see images of the gun. We'd be hearing about it. But instead, there's this eerie silence. The Senator Josh Hawley tries to go there, even though he has local authorization. FBI kicks a senator out. He should lead a delegation there. They've been keeping everybody away from the water tower, away from the building. What do you think's going on there?
They're saying it's still an FBI investigation, but some people that I've heard speak have said that it's just like one security guy running around chasing people off. And, yeah, they kicked a senator out of there who's looking into it. They don't want an investigation. Because, I mean, if you're telling the truth, you really don't need to remember a lie and you have nothing to hide. But it does seem like they're covering everything up. And I mean, even now with President Biden saying he's not running again, what kind of backdoor deals are being made all over the place? So I think they're trying to get our eyes off the prize with this one. It doesn't seem right. You would think if a former president has an assassination attempt and gets shot in the head, that there'd be more to it than this. But it's almost like, again, you catch them doing something and they just walk away. I mean, how often are we seeing now everyone from the director of the Secret Service to members of Congress getting asked legit questions by a media who is supposed to, you know, keep them in line, but never does. And they just walk away and pretend they're on their phone, or they get into the congressional elevator, or they just don't say anything. What kind of a banana republic is this? I mean, we're seeing a lot of weird stuff go on. And It's like it's almost like every day there's a new headline to make, help you forget about the last one. Well, it's almost like they're about to get caught, so they're trying everything they got.
Robert O'Neill, you just read my mind. That was my next question. And I was already thinking this a few days ago, but there was even an article I saw on Drudge saying, did Trump peak too early? And they basically say, well, people don't have an attention span. They'll forget this happened. And remember the first day for like 8 hours, even Forbes and Reuters were calling it an incident, and the president fell, and there was some pop, yeah. pop. And so there was a real attempt to play this down. Then by midnight, they had to say, okay, it was an assassination attempt, but they tried to play that down. And now they're openly hoping people forget about this. I don't think folks are going to forget about this. This is a historic event, not just here, but around the world. Trump's approval rating has exploded here and around the world. He's popular in Europe. He's popular in China and Russia. I mean, that's in the news. Yeah. So people saw this and popping back up, fight. What do you think President Trump should do? I know he's talking to Eric Prince. I know they've got some of the guys that are retired out of special operations, you know, forming up into a group. I think that's really smart. What have you heard about that, and what is your advice to President Trump?
Well, I mean, I, again, being patriotic, would hope he could trust the Secret Service. I wouldn't mind. I mean, at this point, I think you want to hire people out there. I know guys that I worked at SEAL Team 6 with for a long time that have security companies that are more than willing to go and do this, obviously, which would be good for them. I think it's a good move. I love the fight thing. I mean, I said the president needs to get off the X as quickly as he could, but he took complete advantage of that moment. I had never been shot in the head. I've been shot at, but I can imagine how it can throw you out of sorts. But he knew to do that at the time. And he wasn't saying, he was saying fight for all of us. He wasn't, you know, it was a very good moment, but I think his demeanor's changed quite a bit, and that's great. And he's trying to be more unifying. I think the message, though, that he needs to put out here is with the assassination attempt, with Joe Biden going away, and he's going to go to the convention, and now we're talking superdelegates to like when they say a threat to democracy, you've got elites in the Democratic Party picking their candidate every single time. How many millions of Americans voted for Biden to be the nominee? Well, they're pulling them out. Who are they putting in? We won't know until the convention. They did it in 2020. They did it in 2016. So they get their guy there. And again, this is just, I think Trump needs to, he doesn't need to focus on Kamala Harris right now. I don't think she's going to be the nominee. Not focus on the next one, but focus on, look, these elites are taking away all your freedoms and just pay attention. A couple minutes a day, take your eyes off of TikTok and try to pay attention from multiple sources if you can, because there are certain people in certain places, same names, that start the same wars that are, you know, doing the same thing with printing money. It seems like the deep state is really starting to show its fangs right now because, they're going down a short path here, but they do fight back. And we saw that.
Absolutely. And they may still remove Biden with the amendment they've got to do that even before he leaves, because those special interests want full control. I think there's going to be a fight at the nomination again, undemocratic, anti-republic thing they're going to be doing there in Chicago. And I'm really concerned about Gavin Newsom. I'm concerned about Michelle Obama. I'm concerned about Kamala, they're all horrible, but Hillary suddenly has PR firms everywhere saying she should be the nominee, or at least the vice president. I think if Kamala Harris or anybody else picks Hillary Clinton as their VP, they have got a suicide wish.
Yeah, probably. It seems like it. I mean, they're going to go somewhere else. I don't know if Michelle Obama wants it, because she's already got the power of the most powerful Democrats there are the Obamas. They're already making a lot more money, and I don't know if she wants it. I think if Michelle Obama wanted to be president, she just needs to say yes and she'll get it. I don't think Gavin Newsom's good, even though he'll get a lot of the votes from the people who don't pay attention just because he's good looking. And his, we don't have any illegal immigrants in California speech is the same as the, I slept with the, my campaign director's wife speech. Like, he's just monotone, but he looks good. I think, they're going to pick someone else. I personally think Governor Shapiro from Pennsylvania, because the Democrats will not win the White House without Pennsylvania. And he's moderate. He looks good. He sounded good after this. Joe Biden wasn't running the country the entire, the last 3.5 years, but we were all called conspiracy theorists for saying it. But now they're just admitting it. What else are they lying about? So it doesn't really matter. As long as they get someone in there, if the Democrats are there, the people who are running the country now will continue to run it in the ground.
Robert J. O'Neill, best-selling author, famous SEAL. It would take, again, 20 minutes to read all of his medals and decorations and combat laurels, and he's agreed, as soon as he gets back in town, soon in the next few weeks, to come on the show and get into his book, get into Bin Laden, and get into what really happened there. You know, my views have changed over the years on that, and some of the viewers know that. Some of the viewers have missed that. But I do respect him, and people that know him, I do respect the folks that he was involved with there, and the helicopter did blow up, and all the rest of it, and the very mysterious event on the helicopter with all the SEALs that then were, many of them involved in dying tragically. A lot of weirdness. And we were talking before we went on air, and you were saying that, you know, my views have moved one direction some, and yours have moved kind of towards where I was, where in the past I didn't believe anything. And then I guess you were saying in the past you kind of did believe it, but now you're questioning a lot.
Yeah, I mean, when I was a young Navy SEAL just after 9/11 and we announced we're going to invade Iraq, I was like, hell yeah, let's go in there. I will invade anybody. But just looking back on the reasons and the people that basically the way that Iraq came down was because President Bush at the time didn't like Saddam Hussein because he wanted to assassinate his dad. So they had us invade Iraq and we fought there for a long, long time. A lot of people were killed. A lot of veterans were killed. A lot of veterans are suffering PTSD type stuff. But I mean, killed, maimed, wounded. And we went there under false promises. So I wonder, you know, I wonder about, once I left the Navy too, I worked on Capitol Hill for a while and I got to see behind the curtains too. And I, like I mentioned before, same names, like Hillary Clinton's name is still coming up, like right now. And it's the same people in power. So I'm a big believer that just because you end a war doesn't mean the contracts end and we need to find places to send the tanks and missiles and bombs and guns. That's why we always leave everything behind too. Look at all the stuff we left back in Afghanistan. Look at all the stuff we left in Vietnam. Well, just cause, well, we left it there. I guess we got to make more. I guess my buddy gets a bigger contract. And it's always war or a fear of war. And the government knows with a little bit of fear, they can take a little bit of your liberty away a bit at a time and they'll make you think that they're doing you a favor.
And now they want war with Russia. What do you think of the escalation there?
I wish we knew what was actually going on in Ukraine. I mean, we know that Russia did invade. I didn't think they would, but they did. But, they're going to play on our fears now. Well, next is Poland. Next is NATO. It's like, me personally, this is NATO's problem. This is Europe's problem. But a lot of people are making a lot of money off stuff that they're, excuse me, they're going to keep telling us. And again, I don't think Vladimir Putin's a great guy, but they're going to keep telling us he's Hitler. Well, everyone's Hitler they disagree with. And then they're going to get us to keep spinning with that.
Exactly.
But it all comes down to where can we send more? How can we make more money out of this gig? It's like watching members of Congress go into Congress with not so much money, but then all of a sudden they become the best stock pickers in the world. I think it's all related. It all comes down to personal power and money.
Robert, we've only got a minute left. I know you got to catch a plane. Thank you for the time. RobertJOneill.com. Everybody should get your number one best-selling book, The Operator, Firing the Shots That Killed Bin Laden. And my years as a SEAL team operator, and let's just hope and pray for President Trump. Do you think the deep state will try another run at him?
I don't know what they're going to do. I mean, they showed their ass, so I think that security is going to be tight. I hope Eric Prince brings some of his dudes in there. There's some bad dudes. I mean, they're going to try something else. There's always something. There's always that October surprise or whatever they call it. So some's going to come. I hope it's not deadly, but I mean, look at the times we're living in now. Nothing seems like it's off the table again, because once people get power, they certainly don't want to get rid of it.
Robert O'Neill, Godspeed. Thank you so much, sir.
Thanks, Alex. Appreciate it. Anytime.
Can't wait to interview for a full hour.
I do want to tell you about InfoWars MD. Discover the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulas cater to diverse needs. We have ageless vitality collagen, superfood greens, mushroom max, turmeric 95, better mood plus, libido RX, CBD, full spectrum 10 and 25 milligram gummies, as well as so much more. The premium InfoWars Life line. It's InfoWars MD, and it's available now 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. I suggest the collagen, and just search it yourself. I'm not going to make any medical claims here, but search the importance of collagen in the aging process and see why taking collagen as a supplement can be perhaps the most powerful thing you do to reverse the signs of aging.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show with Gerald Celente.
Hey, great being on The Alex Jones Show. Yep, and there was your cover of the magazine, and just as that gentleman was saying, you know, about the war in Ukraine. If Napoleon couldn't beat Russia, what is he, left Poland with 420,000 troops? If Hitler couldn't beat Russia, Operation Barbarossa, where they killed over 25 million Russians in World War II, and the Russians were the first to defeat the Germans. So you got a guy that plays the piano with his penis as a sitcom actor. Now, the president of Ukraine, oh yeah, they're going to beat Russia. Yeah, I mean, this is sick. It's crazy crap, because we have a bunch of crazy crap heads running a country near you. And if you'd have to see any more of the crap head crap, all you got to do is look at just what's happening now. Kamala Harris, right? My fellow Democrats, I have decided not to accept the nomination, and my focus on all my energies on my duties as president for the remainder of my term. Focus all my energies on my duties? What energies? What energies? We had a cover of the Trends Journal several weeks ago, America falling, and had pictures of Trump, of Biden falling everywhere. He goes on. My first decision as the party nominee in 2020 was to pick Kamala Harris as my vice president. Kamala Harris. Tell me about all the great things Kamala Harris has been doing. Oh, she did a great job down there at the border. I forgot. Anyway, as my vice president, and it's been the best decision I've made. Oh, yeah. Oh, the best decision you made? Yeah, there he is. Yeah, the fall of America. Again, right in front of your eyes. It's a freak show, and you got the freaks running the show. The best decision I've made. The best decision you made? Oh, you mean all those other ones are all great decisions? So stealing all our money to keep the Ukraine war going? Oh, that's great, man. That's great. Oh, how about all your lockdown BS, huh? That was terrific. Hey, how about all those jabs you got for COVID, man? And whoop, got it again, huh? This is the clown show. It's a freak show in front of everybody's eyes for all to see. And now you got a new freak on top. Yep. Kamala Harris. Oh, great, man. Well, Jay, I hear about she, you know, sexed her way into where she got, you know. Oh, that's not. Oh, yeah. Yeah, was she? going with the guy who was the mayor of San Francisco, all that kind of stuff. Oh, yeah. Oh, we don't want to talk about that. It's one big club. It's one big, dirty, disgusting, rotten club. Both sides. Both sides. It is a crime syndicate that morons and imbeciles call a government. They're murderers and thieves. By their deeds you shall know them, and we're going to make it clearer for all those that are too deaf, dumb, and blind to see and hear it. He goes on to say, today I want to offer my full support and endorsement for Kamala to be the nominee of our party, our bunch of slime balls. Our bunch of murderous, lying, stealing SOBs. Time to come together and beat Trump. Let's do it. Oh, come together? Oh, she was going out with that guy. Were they coming together? I don't know. That's a story. Look, we're going to be right back. Do everything you can to support InfoWars. It's a critical time.
And I'm sorry to give people the bad news, folks. It's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up, and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now, and I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the new world order's coming. It's here.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show, and now your host, Gerald Celente.
Hey, great being on the Alex Jones Show. And remember what I'm saying, man, and women. Do everything you can to support InfoWars, because we are in a very critical time. And now, again, I'm no fan of Trump, as everybody knows. I don't like any of them. But the other side is going to be worse in different ways. And one of them is going to be more and more censorship. And they're going to do everything they can. At least Trump gets in there. They're not going to blacklist people like the Democrats have. And again, the facts are all there. Oh, you remember? Hey, remember, let's everybody get this straight. Again, covers of our magazine showing Biden out of his mind, an out of his mind jerk off over there in Washington. But he's making a decision. Hey, Kamala Harris, come on there. You can run. I'm out of my mind. I can't run for president anymore because I'm so screwed up. But I'm going to stay president even though I'm out of my mind. This is going to go down in history. They're going to make comic books out of this. Comic books are going to come back. This is the decline of the Roman Empire when you saw all those freaks that were in the, you know, running the show, out of their minds, doing crappy crap, bringing down the empire. We got them in front of our eyes now. Oh, you like Teddy Cruz over there on the Republican side? Oh, I like Lindsey Graham. Did you come out of the closet yet, Lindsey? You little warmongering freak. Oh, no, I like Nancy Pelosi. Oh, Chuckie Schumer's the guy for me. Oh, I'm Chuckie Schumer. All right? This is running the country? Kamala Harris, huh? I was on InfoWars last Monday. Right about this time. And they announced that Vance was going to be the VP candidate. It's not a good choice. And again, I know this business. Again, worked on major political campaigns in Westchester County in the 1970s. Was the assistant to the Secretary of the New York State Senate, designed and instructed American politics and campaign technology, how to run political campaigns, and I taught it at St. John's University, so I'm not some rookie. The people in politics are the biggest low-life rookies you could find. That's why they get into the business. I got into it because I was living in the city and having a hard time. And my mother passed away. I'm going back a lot of years. I had two younger sisters living in Yonkers. And I went up there to help my father take care of him. Now, what am I going to do? I see this guy's running for mayor of Yonkers, Angelo Martinelli. Let me see what this is about. And I got in it. And I got hit the top right away. They were grooming me. That's why they sent me up to Albany to be the assistant of the Secretary of the New York State Senate. It was the worst job, the worst job I ever had in my life, and I've been working all my life. One of the best jobs I had was when I was a soda jerk at Yerkes. You don't know what a soda, after high school, all the kids used to go to the soda fountain. Yeah, and I met my beautiful girlfriend there. Working all my life. Bunch of young guys standing in the back of the chamber. They got a clown, a sergeant at arms, a sergeant at arms opening the door. Senator Frank Jones, I said, what's the matter? These guys can't open the door by themselves. I'm like, what is this crap? I'm paying for this sloppy jerk to open doors and announce when one of these jerks are walking in. And my buddies used to leave me. As we're, what are we talking about? My young guy talking about girls, cars, and sports. They'd follow the senator to his seat, could blow on these things, and they'd move and help him sit down. He'd come back, and I say, hey, man, what's the matter? Cat can't sit down by himself? Needs some help? So, you know, Gerald, you have that kind of an attitude. You're not going to make it here. You're right, man. I ain't going to make it here. Woo! 1 year, I was gone. I was out of there. My best friend at the time, may he rest in peace, Brian Donahue, whose wife became the lieutenant governor in the Pataki. I was right there. It's a freak show. It's a bunch of gutless, little, low-life, arrogant boys and girls. As my T-shirt perfectly says, you can get this at trendsjournal.com. And there's the back. And that's who's running the show. So going back to the freak show, this is from Kamala Harris needs to win her over her doubters and detractors, analysts say. This is CNBC. With just over 100 days until the presidential election in November, Harris has to win over not only Democratic delegates, donors, and secure an official nomination by the party, but also, most crucially, her detractors and undecided voters, me morons and imbeciles. She could win. And I make this clear. Again, the last person I voted for president was Ron Paul. And by the way, a great article on InfoWars by Dr. Ron Paul, and I applaud InfoWars for putting this up there because it also is about not a great thing that the Republicans did at the Ron Paul Republican platform ignores real causes of inflation. Yeah, there's the T-shirt. You go to Trends Journal and you get it. And there's this viral video that's gone out. Some guy did a rap song of me going, F you, the F you to tell me what to do. It's a, yeah. But anyway, it's both sides. The 2024 Republican platform promises that if Donald Trump returns to the White House and Republicans gain complete control of Congress, they will reduce inflation. The platform contains some proposals such as reducing regulations and extending the 2017 tax reductions that may help lower prices in some sectors and spur economic growth. However, the GOP platform does not address how the Federal Reserve is enabling the spendaholic politicians and contributed to the price of inflation. Again, so InfoWars is why I'm saying to you it's important, you know, as much as they're on one side of liking one candidate over another, they print and put out both sides. And that's what we do with the Trends Journal. So going back to this clown lady who's running, a major issue that's going to get voters out to vote for Harris that has nothing to do, she's a warmonger supporter, both wars, Ukraine and the Israeli war, both sides. What's going to get her votes, and it's why the Republicans did lousy on the midterm elections, which we in the Trends Journal said they would not do well because of one major issue. Pro-choice, Roe vs. Wade, that's the issue. She's pro-choice. Vance, very much against it. Trump seems on the fence about it. That is going to be a major issue that is going to get young voters out, particularly women. Again, like it, don't like it, that's not what we do. We're political atheists. We don't take positions on things. When we report on them, we have our beliefs, like one that both parties hate. Peace on earth, goodwill to all. Yeah. And the former guy just heard part of it that was in the military. I support the founding fathers. Don't become involved in any foreign entanglements. I've read Washington's speech over and over again. Top Democrat Nancy Pelosi backs Harris. Great. Isn't that great? Nancy Pelosi, look at the freak show. Yep. Today is with immense pride and limitless optimism for our country's future that I endorse. Limitless optimism for our country's future? Who the hell are you talking to? Who am I talking to? Shut the hell up, Salenti. I'm talking to the average American person with a brain bigger than a pea. They know all about Taylor Swift. That's who I'm talking to. I'm not talking to people like you who know facts. Oh, yeah. It's one big club and you ain't in it, George Collins said. You look at the Pelosi gang. Oh, yeah, daddy was down here in Baltimore, brother. Yeah, yeah. Look at how Harris got into the system. Look how Vance, we got one article after another. One article after another in tomorrow's Trends Journal that's coming up about how Vance got in there. And again, this isn't from us. What we do is we follow the news. How Silicon Valley aided Vance's leap into power. Oh, that's from the toilet paper record. Oh, this is from the Financial Times. Repulsifkins added $400 million in funds to tighten money race. Financial Times. Tech titans line up to fund former president's reelection. Yep. And to show you what a low life piece of warmongering crap that little Vance, where I was in the Marines, good for you. I don't want to be in the Marines. I avoided the Vietnam draft because I didn't want to get my brains blown out. And I was stupid enough to believe the crap that Richard Nixon was shoving out there and LB Jerkoff. This is what Vance says. The most important part of the Trump doctrine of foreign policy is you don't commit America's troops unless you really have to. I agree. But when you do, you punch and you punch hard. Yeah, there it is. There. This is why you go to InfoWars. They put the facts there. They put the facts there. The banks, the bandits are going to go on the Trump side, on the Biden, Harris side, and the Silicon Valley gang is going to go on the Trump Vance side. All the facts are there. Again, the teal, the whole thing. You go, yeah. But when you punch and you punch hard, a lot of people recognize that we need to do something with Iran, but not these weak little bombing runs. If you're going to punch the Iranians, you punch them hard. Isn't that nice? You little piece of scum. What have the Iranians done to us? Oh, I forgot. Yeah. One of my books. Trend tracking. Far better than Megatrends, Time Magazine. Tells you when I became a trend forecaster. The Iranian conflict was going on. Just as they taught us when I'm a little kid to hate the Russians, had us hiding under a desk in case an atom bomb went off. All our lives to hate the Russians. Even though they were our allies in World War II. Same thing with Iran. So here's the story. Late 1970s, the Iranian conflict starts breaking out. They want to get rid of the Shah. Oh, you didn't hear about the Savak, the secret police? No. You didn't know about Kermit Roosevelt? Again, one big club. Oh, yeah, the great-grandson of Theodore Roosevelt? Yeah. Oh, yeah, the guy that went into in Cuba, that murdering guy? Oh, yeah. He was with the CIA. And Winston Churchill, a little clown, warmongering jerk. Off over there in the UK with an F, the U, and a C in it. Yeah, that UK. It wasn't reported in the media until 2017. And the only papers, none in the Americas picked it up, only the Financial Times, about how the United States colluded, the MI6 and the CIA colluded, to overthrow the democratically elected government of Mossadegh in Iran. This is when I became a political atheist. People don't know about the Savak, the secret police, do they? Huh? That they brought in to keep the Shah there? Murder, killing, yep. Oh, but they were buying a lot of weapons. So that was American military-industrial complex that the gentleman talked about. You know, they were buying planes, everything. This thing started, and I'm watching millions of people get into the streets. I said, they're going to overthrow the Shah. So what happens? The revolution, they overthrow the Shah. Jimmy Carter goes there just before the overthrow, spends New Year's Eve there with his wife, Rosalind, comes back, see the clips. Again, I wrote about it in detail in my book, Trend Tracking. And he says, when he gets out of the helicopter and all these guys dressed up in their military drag, you know, we have the red carpet, here comes the president, here comes the president. Hello, Shah. Carter says, the Shah is the island of stability in the Middle East. And the Bronx, we used to say, BS has its own sound. No way they're going to stop this. So what did I do? That's when I became a political atheist, didn't believe in the system anymore. I was a young guy, 32 years old. I started playing the futures markets, gold and oil. I said, you know, gold and oil prices are going to go up. I bet $5,000 in the futures market, and both at $10,000, almost up to $750,000. And that's when I quit my job. I was a chief government affairs specialist at one time for the chemical industry. I was killing environmental legislation at the height of the environmental movement back in the 1970s. All I wanted to do was make money and have a good time. I started to grow up. It takes time. And he never stopped. You got to keep learning and learning and learning and learning and learning and learning and learning. I lost a lot of the dough, you know, but I was enough. And that's when I began trend forecasting. So now going back to Iran, what has Iran done to us? Oh, they had a nuclear deal that Trump killed. Yeah. And Trump took out that guy Soleimani that Vance brags about. Totally against this. I launched Occupy Peace. All these little boys that keep using Jesus Christ's name in vain by saying how religious you are, you're full of crap. Because I'm a warrior for the Prince of Peace. You use Christ's name to keep the wars going. You make up this phony baloney stuff about what it says in, you know, chapter 6, section 8, or this or that, or what you believe in. Christ does not believe in murder. Christ would not believe in punching Iran hard. So what Christ you talking about? There's a lot of baloney. Again, that gentleman was just on. As I keep saying, when all else fails, they take you to war. When the magazine went out last week, I said, people call me a futurist. I'm not a futurist. Nobody can predict the future. There are too many wild cards, whether they're made by humans or nature. This election, you're going to see more wild cards being dealt. I personally believe that they try to get rid of Trump. Again, you're hearing more and more and more about all the other shots that were fired, and they won't show the facts about it. Oh, who killed JFK? It's a crime syndicate. It's not a government. So I launched Occupy Peace. And on September 28th, we want a million-person march to come up here to Kingston, New York. Go to OccupyPeace.com. Judge Napolitano will be here. Scott Ritter. Max Blumenthal. Anya Parenthal. And others. We need peace. They are going to push us into war to keep the Democrats in charge. When all else fails, they take you to war. I read to you 100 times, go to History Today, Franklin Roosevelt seizes Japanese assets. Yeah, 5 months before they bomb Pearl Harbor, he takes all the Japanese assets, him, the UK, and the Dutch. They get together, cut off 3/4 of Japanese trade, cut off 88% of their oil because they had the nerve to invade French Indochina. Oh, yeah, our buddies, the French, are raping, robbing, pillaging China, Vietnam, Cambodia, and Laos. Can't let the Japanese do it, stealing their oil and tin. What preceded that? The Great Depression. What preceded the dot-com? War on terror, the dot-com bust. Everybody forgot about it. Oh, was the NASDAQ down like 70-something percent? We're going to get that guy Osama bin Laden dead or alive. Yep, there we go. U.S. freezes assets to Japanese. You guys are doing a great job in InfoWars. Everybody do what you can to support InfoWars. Do everything you can. Put your money where your mind and your heart are. Because if we don't have freedom of speech... And again, that clown Biden, remember the misinformation? lady he was going to put in, that little clown girl? Misinformation is, if you don't swallow government crap, you don't like to swallow crap. You believe in misinformation. They're just a bunch of crap heads, and we got to end it and make it free.
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
I mean, you look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library, the most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller. So we have actually a pretty sound filtration system, but sure. I recommend to people that can't have the complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
And I'm sorry to give people the bad news, folks. It's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up, and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now, and I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the new world order's coming. It's here.
I just want to acknowledge your leadership and your ability to see around corners. Again and again and again, you have been labeled as a conspiracy theorist and a nutcase for speaking the truth that you were able to perceive earlier than many people. And I'm in your debt, and I think we're all in your debt for your courageous actions over these many years. You've been vilified and denigrated and gaslit and everything else. I've received a small taste of what you've been through, and I don't like it very much. So I certainly appreciate and empathize with everything you've been through, and thank you for being the hero that you are, and not backing down in the face of all the crap that's been thrown at you.
Please pray for InfoWars. Please pray for the crew. And I'm so thankful to the crew. They did such a great job. I'm so thankful to Owen and to Chase and to all the rest of the crew, and Rob Duver here with me right now. We were one family together, black, white, old, young, you name it, in the fight for liberty against the New World Order. Thank you so much for your past support. And I humbly ask for your support now. If you go to InfoWarsStore.com, where the big Save InfoWars sale is going, with X2 and X3 and DNA Force Plus, Nitric Boost, and all these other incredible game-changing products. Also, the great line, a dozen products under InfoWars MD, private labeled from a top manufacturer in the country. They said, hey, we'll let you have our whole line, and then we'll ship it for you. We'll do it all. It's all drop ship. All our products are selling out. We're out of money. Like, but because of InfoWars MD, they have basically unlimited for us, so that now when you buy InfoWars MD, you're getting great, excellent, amazing products that are across the board for your supplement needs, and they then keep us on the air. InfoWars MD.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Waging war on corruption, it's Gerald Celente. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. It's getting near
dawn. Hey, great being on The Alex Jones Show. And I love being on The Alex Jones Show. And I love the the work that InfoWars does, how hard the staff works to give you everything that you need to hear information coming from different sources in different ways and on different topics without selling one point of view. Like, as you turn on to Fox, you know what you're going to get. You turn on to MSNBC, you know what you're going to get. How stupid can you be to only go to places where you only hear what you want? How about hearing the facts? And so to keep InfoWars going, you need to support them. And not only supporting them, you're supporting yourself. And they have these great products to help boost your vitality, keep you aware, stay healthy. And they got a great sale going on. And they have the InfoWars MD. And you get these premium supplements and at discounted prices. You get them about 25% off, and you get them only exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com. And you get these, again, these supplements, they boost your vitality. They enhance your overall well-being. And you really need that now during these very, very difficult times. You have to be in the best shape you can, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. And so whether you're looking to support your immune system, improve your cognitive function, increase your energy levels that are being, you know, pushed way down now, you know, they have these meticulously crafted formulas that help you get what you need. Ageless Vitality Collagen, Superfood Greens, Mushroom Max. Hey, Mushroom Max. Better Mood Plus, Turmeric 95, Nerve Renew, Joint Max Relief, Good Night's Sleep. So get these products, you know, grab your reins for health and wellness. And you got this premium lineup, and it's now available at a rate that dominates the competition. And you're getting these great products at InfoWars Store. So do what you can to support InfoWars. As I said, you're not only supporting InfoWars, you're supporting yourself. I said about the disinformation campaign. Imagine, again, this is, you know, I look at both sides, what they're going to do and how they're going to do it. And I agree with what Ron Paul wrote about if the Republicans get in there, they're going to lower taxes for the rich. Again, the Trump's tax cuts. He said that they were going to use the money for capital improvements. They didn't. The next year, stock buybacks hit a record level. They're only interested in themselves. But anyway, going back to what's going on and looking at the Democrats coming in, they're going to rob us more of our freedom of information. Absolutely no question about it. And coming with this, they were going to put this, and that's the article. Yeah. Again, that's why you go to InfoWars. You get both sides. You get all sides. And that's what we do with the Trends Journal. We give you all sides. Just to give you an example, one of the articles I had over here. Where was it? Yeah. Could Josh Shapiro be America's first Jewish vice president? Where's that from? Oh, Haaretz, Israeli newspaper, which we pay to get the information from. It's not free. But we want to know what everybody's saying. So going back to the misinformation, remember they were going to hire that clown lady under the Biden thing? But misinformation, she was really M-I-S-S information. Again, it's been going on. We'll know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American public believes is false. Was that Hitler or Mussolini? Oh, William J. Casey, CIA director. Under Reagan. Yeah, William J., yeah, jerk. Off over there in Washington. So going back to this, could Josh Shapiro be America's first Jewish vice president? As I said, Trump made a mistake by, again, like Vance Knight, had nothing to do with it, by picking Vance. Because Trump won Ohio big in 2020. So Ohio, he's going to win. You got to win those swing states. He should have picked somebody from Wisconsin or or Michigan or Pennsylvania. And that's where Josh Shapiro's from, Pennsylvania. It's all it's about, the numbers. It's a numbers game and a money racket. Again, not my saying, you know, again, it's one after another, one article after another about all the money the billionaires are putting into this thing to run the show. They call this a democracy. You got no dough, you can't run for anything. Forget it. Forget it. You're a billions of dollars in presidential campaigns. Going back to the Kamala Harris, this guy they quote in this article from CNBC, Lou Lukens, senior partner of Signum Global Advisors, told CNBC Monday, quote, "I'm not saying it's going to be easy for Kamala Harris, but I do think we have to give her the opportunity to be a candidate." Hey, Katzone, why do you say we have to give her the opportunity? Oh, you're an analysis? And you're saying what we got to do? That's not analysis. That's BS. Yep. Goes on to say, since the similarity between Amazon and Biden's poll ratings suggests that even if she wins a Democratic presidential election, she will need to convince voters she offers something different than Biden. Yeah. Here's the difference. You ready? Quote, as a woman, an African-American, an Asian woman, she has attributes that will work in various kinds of constituencies. What the hell do I care if you're an African-American or an Asian woman? How about if I... could I give a damn what color, race, creed, gender you are? How about the best person? Screw you, Salenti. We're just going after the numbers. You got it? Oh, if only a woman were in charge. How about that crap, huh? Little warmongering Hillary Clinton? Hey, how'd you feel when you found out Gaddafi was killed? We came, we saw, he died. Oh, how about that Vandalion little louse over there and that bear buck over there in Europe? More war, more war. Oh, would it be proper to call the women war whores? I call the men war whores. What a bunch of crap. Oh, I forgot about Samantha Power and Susan Rice. How about Condoleezza Rice, that next mushroom cloud you see? Oh, yeah, the lady of love that sold and lied us into the Iraq war? If only women were in charge. Screw you. Oh, maybe Harris did that. I forgot what that guy she used to... well, yeah, yeah. We had mayor of San Francisco. Yeah. Good and bad comes in everything. Every race, creed, and color. I am tired of this crap. What a bunch of garbage. But they're garbage men. They work for the mainstream media. What else they got here? Yeah, it's just garbage. Garbage, garbage everywhere. And not a drop to drink. Top Democrat Nancy Pelosi. Yep, back, yep. So going back to the rich in charge, you ready? This came out from the World Socialist website. Again, we read everything. We go to ISNA, IRNA, Tehran Times. I want to hear what the Iranians have to say. I want to hear what Al Jazeera has to say. I want to hear what the lefty or the leftist left's World Socialist website has to say. Because they put out information that you take what you think is valuable in terms of data. That's all you do. I read, yeah, look at it. All these, this is like... just a couple of, every day I got to read this stuff, underline all the salient points of these stories. Yeah. Day after day after day. But going back to World Socialist website, Global Wealth Report, an orgy of enrichment for the super rich. Multimillionaires around the world have benefited from the inflation year 2023, while the German super rich alone increased their wealth by 10% to more than $2.1 trillion. The global wealth produced by the international working class is concentrated, you ready, in the hands of 73,000 super rich people, the so-called, quote, ultra-rich net worth individuals. The net wealth of the ruling class in all nation states rose by more than 4% to over $400 trillion in 2023. Yep. As the Global Wealth Report reveals. Worldwide financial assets, cash, account balances, bonds, shares, investment funds, as well as pensions, rose by 7% to $231 trillion. But it goes on and on. Yeah. Go back to the election. Read the article after article after article after article after article after article of all the billionaires, multimillionaires running the show in America. You got it. You got it. It's a crime syndicate. They own us. We're nothing more than plantation workers of Slavelandia. Everything's backwards. Yep. Yeah, everything backwards. This is from Euronews. You ready? Far-right MEPs vote in mass against pro-Ukraine resolution. The far-right in European Parliament made its voice heard on Wednesday by unsuccessfully attempting to block the 10th legislature's first resolution, which doubled down on support for Ukraine and denounced Viktor Orban's controversial peace tour. Viktor Orban is the president, the prime minister of Hungary. And he went to visit Putin to try to get a peace deal together. They condemned the far-right MPs for not wanting to increase the Ukraine war. There it is. And condemning Orban's, quote, controversial peace tour. Peace is controversial. You know why? Because they're pieces of crap, these people. They're little prostitutes. They're little gutless boys, girls they put out for their corporate pimps and government whoremasters to keep selling war. War after war after war. War whores. So, going back, far right, huh? Once upon a time when I was a young man, they called them far left. That's right. The left used to be against the wars. No more. No more. And all these little scum, all these little arrogant boys and girls who want to keep stealing our rights away from us. On the other side, the right wing calls them liberals. They're not liberals. These aren't liberals. Here's the definition for a liberal. To respect or accept behavior or opinions different from one's own. Open to new ideas. Again, now they call libtards liberals. They're libtards. They're not liberals. And now when you're for peace, you're not the far left. You're the far right. I mention this to show how screwed up everything is because we have a bunch of screwballs running the show. A freak show. So, article. Wednesday's Wall Street Journal, or Wall SHI Journal. Commercial real estate meltdown, strange debt deals. Oh, meltdown? Yep. they don't really call it a meltdown, but don't talk about it. Defaults are mounting in the favorite Wall Street mortgage investment, setting off fresh alarms about the future of offices and malls and cities. Isn't that nice language? SAS bonds backed by malls and offices are in default in Chicago, Los Angeles, New York, Philadelphia, San Francisco. Some properties are hanging on, but struggling to attract tenants, pushing the price to their lower rate bonds below 20 cents on the dollar. That's right. 20 cents on the dollar. We are the only magazine that has reported forecasting the office building bust when they locked down things in 2020. May of 2020, we call the office building bust. There's going to be a bank scope bust. Again, go back. In trend forecasting, all things are connected. Or as Chief Seattle said, all things are connected like the blood which unites us all. So now you got to go back and look at this. Look at the consequences of empty offices. You're looking at the office vacancy rate, meaning nobody in there. Brought to you by Katzon Gavin Newsom, little gruesome Newsom. My daddy worked for the Getty Gang. I'm a spoiled little boy. The Getty Gang gave me all that money to start my businesses. Oh, yeah. Don't you know how I got there? Member of the club. Oh, related to Pelosi. Yeah, that guy, right? Closed down California. Vacancy rate in San Francisco, 34.5%. Vacant. Nobody there. Empty. You know what it was before the COVID war? Vacancy rate, 35% now, 5% before. New York City, 23% vacancy rate. The office occupancy rate, Google it up, Castle Systems with a K. I couldn't believe it. It was down to like 40-something percent. Occupancy rate. Okay. How are they going to pay the loans off on the buildings? They're not. They're going to default. The bonds are only one part of it. How are the banks going to cover the losses? They're not. Go back again. All things are connected to the Ron Paul article. And he mentions in there the trillions of dollars that the Trump administration threw in to fight the COVID war. How they brought interest rates down to zero. And people started dumping money into the banks. You got all this dough. You're not working. Here's free money. Yeah, stay home. What'd they do with that money? They bought treasuries. You mean they bought treasuries when interest rates are at zero? The banks? How are they going to cover their losses? How are they going to cover the defaults? They're not. They're not. Now let's go back to the election. When all else fails, they take you to war. The markets are going to fail. You saw what happened last week. You saw how the NASDAQ was tumbling down. And by the way, again, three companies own 88% of all the S&P 500. Vanguard, BlackRock, and State Street. Three companies. Goes back to that article about the billionaires, trillionaires own the world. It's right there. Yep. So, you go back to last week and you saw the market shaking. The party in power is going to stay in power, or it's going to try to stay in power, do everything they can. Dwight D. Eisenhower, five-star general, supreme commander of the Allied forces in World War II. And again, people say, oh, you say these nice things about Eisenhower. He did crummy things. I pulled my own crap in my life, too. You grow up and you know, oh, I was perfect. I was a perfect little boy. I never got out of kindergarten. Save your crap. Eisenhower hated war. He saw murderous wars and hated them. And he warned. Again, he didn't want to run for president. He was president of Columbia University, and they talked him into it. Any man seeking the office of president, he said, you could Google this up, is either an egomaniac or crazy. You got a bunch of egomaniacs and crazy people in politics. End of story. They're going to do everything they can to stay in office. Now, very important. Very important. Again, all of a sudden, oh, it's a fact that Trump is at, Trump, Biden, Greenberg, Iceberg, what's the difference? Anyway, that Biden's out of his mind. I mean, everybody saw it for years. All of a sudden, he announces it. Let's go back before Sunday when he announced it. What was all the news? All the news was about Trump. All the news was about Vance, who changed his name twice. That was the news. And very positive, very positive. No way, no how it'll look like the Democrats could beat them. What did they do? They waited until after the Republican convention and then announced that Biden not running. That's the news. Now the flow of news and support has shifted. They know what they're doing. Is Kamala Harris the best person? You know, I don't know. The end. Yeah, the end was a long time ago. Yeah, the end. Again, how come this clown is still the president? Maybe he's going to make Kamala Harris the president. He's going to retire. And then she'll be running as president. Comes a whole different show. It's a crime syndicate. They don't represent us. They represent the people that pay them off. Look at the hundreds of millions of dollars these people are giving to the candidates. You don't think they're getting anything back for that? Hey, all of you billionaires and multimillionaires, how about a couple of $100 million for Occupy Peace? If the billionaires gave $1 billion for peace, we'd have peace tomorrow. But you're just pieces of crap. You're just little money junkies with peckers like that. Money junkie little billionaires, robbers and thieves. We own everything and we'll steal all that we can get. And we own everybody. We did away with all the laws that made America the land of opportunity so we could own it all. We're the vanguards. We're the Black Rocks. Yeah. Disgusting what's happened to this country. Disgusting. Where are the billionaires for peace? You got big mouths. Where are you? You're pieces of crap. Not a penny, not one damn penny for peace. So, be here September 28th, the Four Corners of Freedom, the most historic Four Corners in America, where the seeds of democracy were sown, John and Crown Street. Go to Occupy Peace, get more information. Judge Napolitano, Scott Ritter, Max Blumenthal, Anya Parampil, and others. We must unite for peace. They're going to take us to war. When all else fails, they take us to war. And watch the markets. And gold, when Harris gets in, if she gets in, whoo, watch gold rise.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs that do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. and IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review, or call toll-free, 888-253-3139. A lot of listeners have complained in the last 2 years that our amazing high-quality coffee has not been available. And that's because the prices went up too high for the raw beans and the quality had gone down some. I turned down so many companies that wanted to work with us. But now we have brought back the coffee, and it's even better from a national supplier that's veteran-owned and veteran-operated. It's powered by the company Minuteman Coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best-tasting, best-smelling, strongest coffee that I have ever drank. It is game-changing. All you got to do is buy a bag of it and try it. I know you're going to be hooked, which will then fund our Operation A360 Win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now for Escape the Prison Planet Light Roast. That's the strongest. The amazing Medium Roast Wake Up America. And finally, the best-tasting Dark Roast Tip of the Spear, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your coffee now.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.